Everybody Loves Dynamite.
Yeah.
I apologize for my language.
Judge Melvin.
Thank you, Judge.
How does it taste?
Still your favorite?
Yeah, how's it taste?
Going away.
Although the one with biscuits ain't bad.
Yeah. And it's, we're burning daylight.
You are a prying, pipsqueaking ass.
Thank you. Michael Chiklis, the famous actor from The Shield, this is how he works. He's a big, famous star. Yeah. He'll call sometime today.
Okay. Very good. Chiklis on the zoo?
Right.
We'll have some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
Burning daylight.
We're burning daylight.
So I'm guessing he's not calling right now. Okay, then
apparently
we will just forge ahead.
Oh, I thought we were over that.
Did you?
Not
Michael.
Really.
My sweet.
Excuse me, Michael?
Yes?
I hate to be rude, but sorry. May I have a word with you?
Yeah, good. Go ahead.
Just you and me, man.
Yep,
a little one-on-one.
I'm here.
A little privacy. Just
right.
You and
all right.
My
all right.
Voice.
Shut up. Yes.
Is that cool?
Yep.
Thank you.
All right.
So, if you gentlemen will excuse us and don't listen,
sure.
O'Mara, please step over here with me.
Okay, I'm moving right over here. Yeah, what?
Well, Michael, to quote the great singer Tiffany, I think we're alone now.
Yeah.
You're not listening, are you, Don?
No.
How about you, Rob? You listening?
No, I'm not.
How about Buzz?
Mostly,
Buzz,
mostly.
Are you not listening?
Mostly.
And you listeners, I know that's counterintuitive, but don't listen.
Hey, counterintuitive, hey, 25-cent word.
Mm-hmm. Michael.
What?
Just between you and me,
yeah.
I have a super double secret groaner for you.
Okay.
Super double secret groaner! What rock star is great for guys with erectile dysfunction?
Which one?
Cialis Cooper. Oh, keep the secret.
Yeah, I will.
My precious love.
Goddamn better believe I will.
Big voice. Out.
See you later.
Hey. Now.
The Don and Mike Show.
What was that all about? Well, you know, he's taking my line.
That's all you take out of that whole thing?
That's about it. Yeah.
He's taking your line?
He says, hey now, you know. He's to do my thing.
That was all catered right to you. My sweet.
I love him. I love him like brother.
I know. And I think tomorrow you'll find out how much he loves you.
Ah, oh, very good.
And that secret should not be revealed yet.
Hello.
Secret. Hello, everybody. Okay.
Hello.
And now every woman that I saw in Atlantic City.
Oh, for you.
Hi, Julia.
Hello.
Lots of toddlers there, too. That's a good place for strollers.
Start them out right.
Right around the casino.
Oh, hi there.
And, of course, all the Goombas. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it. Hey, Don and Mike.
Or you don't know if you fill a book.
Right. Thank you, Junior.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
What? I hate you. I hate your big fat boss head ass.
Okay.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy, himself, the man of faith, the man of hate, and his soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
And gambling. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Nickel Slots and all the ships at sea. They always keep it brown. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Farrell.
Yeah. Steam color. Thank you. Robin, hi. Thank you, everybody. Don and Mike show get retarded. In here.
Hello.
It's a new episode on this.
Hello.
Looking Mundine.
0-3-1-4-0.
405.
Hi, Donald Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Hell yeah. And there you go. Hi, get retarded. Don and Mike show Monday. It's March 14th.
Wow.
20-04. Call us from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From Canada. From Mexico. 800-636-1067. And on WJFK 202-432-1067. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, this is Jim in Virginia Beach. You guys are off the air in Virginia Beach, Norfolk again.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. What happened this time?
Well, we got to cancel the show today, then.
No, I'm just letting you know. You have a dog. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Well, you both chased him away. I mean, there I was trying to legitimately find out because I care desperately about, where was it?
Do you think that was our general manager in Virginia Beach?
I just want to say, you're off again, and I'm powerful sorry.
That's one of the stations that we're on that every once in a while I'll get an email about from someone in the company saying, hey, with like an attachment saying open, and it leads to a story that says like bankrupt radio group ready to sell station to highest bidder, station could be sold for as much as like $49 or something like that.
That's all us.
Tower burning.
I think that's one of those stations, and one of them has just signed on, the station in Alabama. They're the station that wants the ridiculous liners. So we'll get to that on today's show as well.
What town in Alabama? Do we have the town in Alabama?
Dothan,
where is
it? Dothan?
D-O-T-H-A-N.
Dothan.
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 I think we've been on there before.
Hell, have we?
Yeah.
Could you sense the excitement? Hello, Don and Mike show.
I don't want to call Rush Limbaugh. I want to talk to Don and Mike.
Well, you're talking to Don and Mike right now.
You're talking to us.
How you doing? Your call screener just told me that I had to call Rush Limbaugh, but Rush Limbaugh is not who I want to talk to. Well, I want to talk to an ass. I'd listen to myself fart.
Okay, did you call because you want to talk about some political crap?
Yes, that is right. Everything.
Okay, there. Thank you.
Goodbye. All right.
Let me just dole this out.
What do you mean?
Right up front. Hey, Bob.
How are you doing?
Joe. Good job. That's a compliment from me to you, Joe.
Well, thank you. I thought I was on the right track.
Good job with that caller.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
I'll chat with you later when we talk about your mass email that I received over the weekend.
Oh, you got one too?
Yeah. Curious how that happened. But anyway, talk to you about it later.
Sure.
Joe's mass self-marketing email.
Yes.
Really?
It's a new song release.
Better receive it. Buzz, now you're giving away everything.
I'm sorry. I was excited, and I got one, too.
Please wait for the yellow.
Shocker.
Mike, he's halfway home. You know, that's Joe. That's his motto. He's always halfway home.
He is.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I didn't get one.
Don, it's Chris.
Yes, Chris. Hi.
When you did your introduction, you said today was 20-04.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
All right.
Hey, you do a great job. Just
thanks.
Wanted to let you know.
Right. Sir, if you don't understand our new delay, don't
thank
call
you.
In.
All right, hold on.
Just nitpicking.
Who is on the hotline? Hello?
Yes, I have Michael Chiklis for
you. Lon. I mean, I'm ready to tell you about Atlantic City, about the crooked,
What? Watch what you say. You might end up in a hole in the desert. They don't have the desert in Atlantic City.
No, they don't.
That's Las Vegas.
The crooked smiles.
Yes.
That I got from the great dealers.
Yes.
In Atlantic City. And the fun that we had, but we've got Michael Chiklis on the phone now. The Shield has its season premiere tomorrow night on the FX channel. And here now is Mike Chiklis. Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Hey, what's happening?
How are you? Thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. How are you guys doing?
We're doing very well. Thank you for asking. You know, we've had people on the show that we've talked to, interviewed before, and a lot of times we walk through and go, you know, it's okay. We talk to them because they're famous. I want to talk to you because you went from being the guy, the commish, to go in to be on The Shield, which, according to many people, including my brother Jim,
mm-hmm.
God, damn, would he love to talk to you.
Loves the show?
Loves The Shield, mm-hmm. Thinks it's the best, most innovative show on television, shows cops like never before. How are you doing so much on such a crappy network like FX? That's a compliment.
I am going to call you guys more often if you keep talking to me this way.
and it is a compliment. It is a compliment. I mean, because
really the show has broken out of that area, yeah. and it is very, very well regarded. I mean, you're getting incredible reviews on this show.
Actually, but that's really, you know, you got to credit the guys at FX wholly for that because, you know, but prior to Peter LaGuardi and Kevin Riley coming in, you know, a handful of years ago, you're right, FX was known for reruns of MASH, you know. So when they came in as the new presidents over there, the mandate was we got to try to do something really special with this network.
Yeah,
and their first action was to greenlight The Shield.
Huh? Right, and that's why I was trying to give you a compliment, because even now, the network, as good and retooled as it is, I'll keep the company line. Mm-hmm. You know, it's still... at best, it's the rerun of Mad TV. If you like Mad TV,
but you got this is the first. This is the first.
This is what I'm saying.
We got Nip Tuck now.
That's right. I love Nip Tuck. Yeah, Nip Tuck is a popular show.
Let me just get to the compliment.
We got Dennis Leary's new show.
Your show is
Rescue Me.
And
we got now this new show that Botchko just did for us. It's what is it called Over There, and that's supposed to be. Badass, that show.
Listen,
it's a wartime show taking place in Iraq, and it's apparently Botchko Unleashed, off of network,
I've terribly screwed this up.
They got to build. We got to start somewhere. I'm thrilled that we were the first.
Yes. That's all I meant to say. I got you terribly defensive.
No, I get it.
I got you defensive about FX. I was just, it's great that a show like yours can be on a network like FX and still get a large audience and still get a large following.
Well, if it sounds defensive, it's just because, what we're trying to do is build a network from the ground up. Right. And we feel like we have a show that we want to have 25, 30 million people watching. And, we have three. So, we want to see that number just rise and rise and rise because we feel like the quality of television that we're making is eye to eye with anybody out there. So.
Could the show run on regular Fox? I mean, with what can you get away with more on FX than you can if it was on regular Fox?
Absolutely. It wouldn't be the same show. And, with network, especially in this day and age with all the problems with the FCC and everything, you just couldn't make this show the same way and have the freedom that we have at FX, and it's also it's entirely appropriate that it's on FX. If my children are watching cable at 10 o'clock on a Tuesday night, then where am I? What's my problem?
Yeah, and I would think the dialogue, on that alone, when you're talking about FX compared to the regular network shows like on ABC, CBS, Fox, you can really have a little bit more leeway with the dialogue. And when you're doing, a show like yours, The Shield, which is about cops, or you're doing a show like Dennis Leary's about firefighters, I mean, that's the reality of it. And I think that's what I enjoy about a show like yours is that you can get a little grittier because isn't that bottom line? That's really the way they talk in real life anyway.
Absolutely. We're not being gratuitous and over the top.
Right.
It's the way people talk. You ever go into some of these areas? Go into South Central and see what...
I'm afraid. How would I go there? I'm afraid. How many...
There was one time that I rented that convertible when we were in L.A.
Yeah?
And, I thought that... I forgot what street it was, but man... I made a terrible mistake.
Oh, you got lost.
Yeah, yeah. And it's one. It's one thing to get lost in a horrible neighborhood when you've got the top up. It's another thing when you're pretending you're L.A. man and you're from back east and you're driving around and
Kill Tourist Drive.
Yeah, it was very scary.
How many Emmys have you won for being on The Shield?
One Emmy. I've been nominated a couple of times now, but just once. And then, that's a beautiful thing.
I don't remember what it was. I thought La Cienega was only in the good neighborhoods.
I thought that you had won more than once because it seems to me.
No, I won the Golden Globe. That's what you're thinking about.
That was it, the Golden Globe. Is anybody still hot for you for being the commish? I mean, anybody? You got your commish fans?
Yeah, absolutely. It's actually kind of funny. Once in a while, you'll have someone come up to you and say, you're mean in that that show you do now. I loved you in the convention. It's just funny to hear that.
And you played the celebrity golf thing for a while. There was a period of time, I don't know what between what periods of work, you always seem to be working, but didn't you have a chunk of time where you played a lot of golf tournaments?
Yeah, I did, and that was partly because I wasn't working as much as I should
right.
have been.
Right.
You know, now I'm too busy to play golf, and I have a deal with my wife. I don't play golf on the weekends because,
God, how did she get that out of you?
Well, because I don't see her enough as it is during the week, and, you know, golf is a five-hour deal.
Right.
So, you know, but that was voluntary, you know. I want to play golf like anybody else, but while things are really cool and going well with my career, the handicap can go up for a while.
Okay.
I get the rest of my life. I get the senior circuit to look forward to.
If you don't, let me just try this real fast.
Calling your brother?
Yeah,
brother is going to be thrilled, you know.
Well,
you gonna call you bro?
Yeah, I'm gonna put him on the spot if you don't mind, and I'll say I guarantee if I say what's your favorite show in the world. Well, he's an idiot. He could answer anything.
He lets you down on stuff
so
like wild that.
Yeah, but I know he loves The Shield.
Name's Jimmy. Michael, he's Jimmy's from Wisconsin. He drives a cement truck.
He's not as suave and deboner as we are.
He's more real.
Oh boy, he's not. I bet he's not. Maybe you could leave him a message. Listen.
Sure. What's his name?
Jim Source.
Jim, it is Jim.
Hey, it's Jimmy. Call me back, or I'll try and call you back.
Got his machine.
Hey, Jimmy. Listen, it's Chicky. What's going on, man? What are you doing tonight? Are you hanging out? Are you going to go and have a few beers? What's going on? I don't know. I know what you're doing tomorrow night. You're going to be sitting down watching The Shield at 10 o'clock Tuesday night on FX, right, Jimmy? Come on, Jimmy.
All right, thank you, dude. Hold on. This is going to be great.
To enter a telephone number where you can be reached, press 1.
No, he'd love that.
A voice message, press 1.
That's too. Listen, thank you. That's too great.
Cool.
Now,
Michael,
now,
that is a very cool thing.
Very nice. All we got to do is wait for the call.
Do you think he will understand the significance of something I have never heard Michael Chiklis refer to as Chicky?
He'll get it though.
That's my nickname.
That's your Chicky.
You know, I would love to be a fly on the wall when he hears that.
We'll send you a tape of it, dude. Your show kicks ass. That's all we can say. That it truly kicks ass. And the fourth season premiere. Tomorrow night, 10 o'clock, and that's 9 Central on the mighty FX.
Yeah. Way to kick ass and keep doing great. You're fantastic. We appreciate you calling.
Thanks, guys, so much.
All right, dude, thanks. Thanks for leaving that message for my brother. See you later. There he is, Mike Chiklis. See, they said between 3 and 6, and I thought, for sure, like 5:45 he'd call.
Right. I am so clueless about television and FX and everything. Rescue Me is one of my favorite shows, and I don't make that connection, because FX is churning out these great shows, but they're not. There's three.
They're
right
still
there.
FX. I didn't mean to get him defensive about it.
No,
I was trying to give him a compliment to say.
No, but it does have that. Still has that stigma.
It's like that POS network that he's on, but he's got a great show. I mean, like tonight. I'm looking at the lineup tonight on FX.
Mm-hmm.
8 o'clock, Cops.
Great.
8:30, Cops.
Great.
9 o'clock.
Yes.
Cops.
Great. I'd do it.
Yeah. 9:30. Cops.
Yeah, I'd do it. I'd do 3 hours of Cops.
10 o'clock, The Shield.
All right.
Hey. 11 o'clock, The Shield, repeat. 12 midnight. Cops. 12:30. Cops. I'm not making this up.
I know. Are you like me when you do watch Cops? Cops goes finishes too quickly.
Oh yes.
Great and, Cops. I watched Cops this weekend.
And if you ever watch a Cops, the first run episodes on Saturday night at 8 o'clock, occasionally, and what a waste of the great technology it is.
Yeah.
But they're in high def.
Right.
And
oh really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I called Rob. There's a shock. Me calling him. But I called him one.
Did you say a waste of the technology?
Yeah, because
you're right. Yeah,
because
probably.
I mean, high def should be used, you know, on sports and important stuff. It's so much. It's such a waste. But I called him and I said, oh my God, Cops is in high def.
Well, I was watching Cops, either the first one, which is the new one, or the second one, which is a rerun this weekend, Saturday night, before America's Most Wanted. And I'm watching it, and I was telling Carla the story about when we played poker, and we got bored with poker, and we were betting, this is a legitimate bet,
it's true.
We were betting as to every commercial break, we said, after the break, will the first segment or the second segment have a guy, the second call, police call, have a guy with his, with his shirt off? And as I'm explaining that story, they are they're running upstairs to this room where these guys are smoking crack, and the guy opens the door is sitting there with his shirt off.
No
it was
shirt.
Fantastic.
Had we bet on if there would be blood?
Yeah, right.
If it would be a gun involved, right. What kind of drug they might find. And I think the mother of all bets was that we were waiting for the woman that had gotten punched, and
right.
then the cops would show
whether
up.
Whether she would go through with the charges?
Yeah, and I think... I was the big winner on that.
I think
you were too. I think
said that she'd take him back.
Yeah, yeah. I said of course
always
she'd take
do.
Him back.
Oh my God!
Standing on the screen porch in her, you know, her PJs.
Yeah, that show. That's
I
a
love
great,
him.
That's a great drinking game show. You know, you can sit there and bet on everything.
Yeah, shirtless or a wife beater. You know, which will he have on?
Oh God! And in some cases, really a wife beater.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
True. Yeah.
Where did you find these Packer Woods?
I don't know.
In high depth. We have a phone call.
Yep, hello.
Oops.
Don and Mike show. Here's Gail in Pittsburgh. Gail?
Hi, guys. How are you today?
How are we doing? Great, thank you.
Hey, listen, I just found that Rescue Me show last week in repeat.
Yeah.
What an awesome show.
Oh, Rescue Me is one of my favorite shows on television.
Sure is.
And I fell out of the habit. I got to get back into the habit of watching it again.
Here's the thing with that show. Everybody tried to hit me to that show.
Oh,
Mike
it's a
did.
Great show.
Mm-hmm. I just don't like... that guy.
Oh, you know what? It's
understandable.
I'm not crazy about him either, but he has found
the
role. I mean, that is perfect.
Yeah.
Isn't his character's name Dennis Murphy?
It might be.
Yes, I think it is.
No, it is.
Is it a highly rated show?
I think so. For FX, it is.
Yeah. It's
okay.
It's the number one show in Haiti.
Check out Nip Tuck, also on FX.
Is that a war show?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. You know, we're going to get... This is why I wish that he would have called later, because I had this written down. I really wanted to ask that Chickless guy. Hey, Christian?
Yes, sir.
Christian in Vermont. He's got it. I go ahead, say it, because I should have goddamn asked him. I had it written down. Go ahead.
Chickless is playing The Thing in the Fantastic Four.
Yes.
Oh, man. And what was his... And he had another incarnation prior to the commish. What was he before the commish?
He was Belushi and Wired.
Yeah, he was Wired, but he had another series.
You might remember him as Curly.
He was Curly, and there was something else.
It was a bad
swear to God, there was
movie.
Something else.
All right. That's the one thing I wanted to ask him about was being The Thing, and I screwed that up, too. I'm an idiot.
Did you
I'm a dope,
Belushi?
But I'm feeling... Yes, I did.
Yeah.
But I am feeling as good as I did on Friday, I believe... The goddamn acupuncture.
Is carrying over into the next week?
Yes.
Good.
Wow.
Yes.
Winter in Atlantic City this weekend.
Do you feel you have a need for the acupuncture? Do you find yourself missing the acupuncture? Do you wish you could get it more?
No, I think once a week.
Right.
Because it's working.
Yeah.
Once a week's okay.
Right.
Once a week's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a longer session this Friday, though.
All right.
I seriously do.
6 hours, correct?
Yeah. That's right. I'll be unconscious for part of it.
You come in, you're like bleeding from the forehead.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
It was great. The needles went deeper this week.
I had some cranberry juice. I woke up and, you know.
I just drifted off.
I had a wet spot. And I'm not really quite sure what happened.
Right.
I drifted off. I don't know where I went.
Yeah, and maybe this whole weird thing with me, even though the other day I was yelling at the engineers, even when I was in this happy phase, I went, hey, not too awkward seeing them walking around today.
Oh.
The engineers.
Was it tough?
I just ran the other way. I mean, I didn't run the other way, but, you know, I walked
Don't
the other way.
Don't hurt me!
I come down the hall, I see, here's the engineers I was screaming about. I was screaming about none of them in particular. It's just, I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah.
You know, I'll say, it's the show, but really, the truth is... The equipment does suck, and they know it, and I guess they're working on it, and...
Well, it's the heat of battle. We don't have any room for error here, especially when it comes to taking phone calls.
And I don't know, but the point was that on Friday, I was right out of the session, this acupuncture crap. I was truly just on a natural high end, and then, you know...
You came here.
My enabler, Joe... Got me riled up about the telephones, but then,
I don't have any problem with seeing them. I saw one of the engineers today and said hello. I had no problem, but that's because of what I did on Friday.
What's
right
that?
After you had done that, I ran down the hallway to the engineer's office.
Yeah.
I said, I don't agree with them, guys.
Well,
and then I ran out.
Not the first time, and I'm aware of it.
Stop it, you! You know I'm joking. I just what I say. I don't. You know it doesn't matter.
I know.
I leave. Nobody sees me.
I know, but listen. Here's my point that. Point with the acupuncture thing, That's interesting, too.
Good point.
And, you know, if we could have T-shirts made up, even though that's not our slogan.
What is that from?
That's from Analyze This.
Oh,
when he's in as the consigliere with Jelly, that's interesting, too. Who am I?
That's
who
De Niro saying that?
No, that's Billy Crystal, who I hate.
Who's doing a mafia guy.
Yeah, he's. It's when he's in the final scene of Analyze This, and he's he's standing up for Robert De Niro, who's
Analyze This, the sequel to Analyze That.
Or,
Or Analyze That.
No, Analyze This.
Is the original?
Yes, and then it was Analyze That.
Which one's that from?
The first
this
one,
that?
This. And he says...
That's interesting to me.
No, he says, that's interesting too. And if
What's he referring to? You're taking all the fun out of the catchphrase.
He's talking to Chaz Palmieri, that actor.
Right.
And he's saying, where's Paul Vitti? And then Billy Crystal says... he will be here shortly. And he says, who are you? And he goes, who am I? Who am I? I'm many people. One time I put on a dress, I had a couple of roofies, I danced around, but that's another story. Now you're a guy I could look at and say, you got a problem, or maybe you don't. That's interesting, too.
Okay.
I mean, I'm doing this awfully, like I do everything when I'm trying
fun.
To... Thank you, Buzz. Trying to relive
Have
a moment
from the
movie.
Have I taken the fun out of it by asking too many questions?
It's at a scene when he turns it around on this mobster.
Right.
And gets the mobster defensive, and the mobster says, why are we talking about me if I had a happy childhood? And he says, you didn't have a happy childhood. That's interesting, too. Anyway...
T-shirts, perhaps.
Buzz, this is what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Think of the initials.
Yeah.
T.
Oh, yeah.
I.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Hey.
So you go to, you know.
And then you put the regular letters in the between, you make them a little smaller.
That's right.
Right.
That's a great idea. I think it could work almost as good as wow.
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 I don't know. Well, we'll have to get bumper stickers, too.
Yeah. They will.
Phone call.
T-I. Here is Ryan, Las Vegas. Ryan, hi.
The Dennis Leary show. It's not Dennis Murphy. It is his name is Tom Gavin.
Oh, that's right.
Ah, that's right.
Tommy Gavin. You understand our mistake.
Yep.
Do you understand our mistake?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Very good. Right. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Glad it made you laugh.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Tom Gavin.
Hello.
Hey, Michael Chiklis was also in Just the 10 of Us. It was an old TV show where he had 8 kids.
God, did
one
that
One that wanted
stink.
To be a nun and one that was a... There was a like the boys a lot.
All right, gotcha. All right, thank you.
He also did a number of episodes of Wise Guy and Family Guy, and he's been on Seinfeld, L.A. Law, Murphy Brown, and Miami Vice.
Okay, well,
and he is sitting in the back of the studio right now.
Hey,
yes, he is.
It's doubled in length.
It has. It looks.
You know, I didn't even tell you. Just come up for a second here. When we were sitting at the table in Atlantic City over the weekend,
when I was sticking the chips to my forehead, I wasn't really.
So there was a guy that was sitting in between Rob and I as we tried to navigate our way to these blackjack tables.
He was driving you crazy.
Yeah, and, oh, not that guy. This is another guy.
I know, but anyone who comes between us.
So we're playing, and this is a guy that talks every he's like, come on, give this guy a card, come on. And then when it comes over to Rob, so it was somebody else, me, this guy and Rob, that's the order the dealer is handing out the cards. He lays the first, the second, the third. The guy doesn't like his card, and he goes, oh, that's no good. Then he looks right at Rob, and I don't even think you heard him. He said, come on, give him a good one. Look at him!
Ow! I did not hear that.
You didn't hear that. Oh. And I think that he thought that you were like Chemo Boy.
A survivor.
Yes, because Rob's hair has not, obviously it hasn't grown back.
It is growing a little
three
slower.
Days.
Well, we've proven that the hair doesn't grow really fast.
Right. No. So I'm not as beautiful as I was.
No.
Certainly.
No.
But it's working. We're working on it.
Absolutely. That's getting longer.
Soon.
Soon and for the rest of your life.
That's right.
Well, it's too bad my dumb brother wasn't there.
Yeah, but don't you think it's something that if he, God, if he doesn't erase it accidentally, you know, he'll be able to keep that forever.
Do you think he really knows someone named Chicky?
No. Well, you know what else? All last week, we never mentioned this on the air. We had too much other important stuff going on.
Always.
There's a commercial running for a place called Jim Source.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
G-Y-M.
The way that it's said in the commercial, it sounds like the name, Jim Source.
It's the Jim Source.
So I wanted to play that for him as well, but we'll wait. for him to call in and see if he gets that message from the commish.
Yeah.
Excuse me, the shield.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean. The guy, Michael Chiklis.
Chicky.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey.
The guy that was in the 10 of Us, his name was Bill something. He's a comedian. That was around the same time that, like, commish was. But he was in a show called Big Daddy on NBC for, like, 3 episodes.
Hold on just a second. Let me put you through to the We Don't Give a Rat's Ass department. Hold on. We Don't Give a Rat's Ass department.
Thank you.
Hello?
Ah, he got it.
Okay, right.
Hey, figured out. Goodbye. We have another phone call?
No, that would just...
Was that the hang-up sound effect?
Well, no, it can be bad.
Okay.
You want to call? Hello. Right. Don and Mike's show.
Hello?
Mike, it's a sound that can be used for multiple reasons on the show.
All gays.
All
right.
Hello.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going great, but please don't ask because it just irritates
I'm just curious,
me.
Mike,
too, even though he doesn't say it as much. What?
Did you see the contender last night?
Yeah, do I look retarded? Yeah, I watched the contender because I'm a stinking loser. That's why I watched the contender. Christ. I'd rather sit and watch my wife read a book than watch the contender. Yuck. Another call gone well.
You hurt his feelings.
Thanks. The contender. It shows a piece of garbage.
I watched Extreme Makeover Home Edition and became less charitable as the two-hour episode continued due to the amount of commercialism.
Mm-hmm.
I was a humanitarian at the beginning. I was a cynic at the end. And I want to say to my maker,
yes,
our Lord,
yeah,
I am sorry for some of the things I thought. Not said, thought.
Thought, word, and deed.
Yes. Very angry at Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Do you ever think?
Kind of love the whole concept of the little kid being helped and,
yeah,
you know, and then just, if I had to look at one more Fox, Jim, ABC, Jim Belushi promo.
You ever think this? What do you think? Because you just said, you know, oh, forgive me for what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure you were kidding about that, but you still got the Catholic guilt, so maybe you were.
I always get Catholic guilt.
Do you ever think that God, of course, here's all of your thoughts, and I heard that, Mike. I'm just letting it go by, because that's how I am.
Hey.
Acupuncture.
Hey.
Everything's cool.
Mellow.
Everything's cool, grasshopper.
Sorry, chill.
With God, here's the thing. When I watch a movie or watch a TV show, and they show somebody thinking, they never think the way that real people think. For instance, when you're watching a movie and the guy's thinking about what he can do, he says, well, I could go up and talk to her. That might not work out. Or I could walk by and think. Or even in a bad scene, they'll think, you know, oh, my God, should I turn left or right, left or right? I mean, you don't have those thoughts. You have 8,000 thoughts that go through your mind. You never get a thought that is that pronounced.
Right, that clear, yeah.
Very rarely, you know, unless you're like, I mean, I couldn't. I got 8,000 thoughts going through my mind
right
every freaking second.
No option.
Maybe, yeah, thank you, Buzz. Maybe some of you LBs out there, you can have one thought cross your brain. But here is my question. In the grand scheme, what about the things that you think but are only there so fast that you don't even really react to them, but subconsciously you're there? Like if there's some guy in traffic and you don't even think, it doesn't even make it all the way to the front of your brain,
right,
but somewhere in the back you're thinking, boy, I'd like to kill that son of a bitch. And it doesn't even make it past the wall of your frontal lobe, but it's in there.
I think you're okay.
You think God lets you go with that?
I think so. Oh, yeah. Because that's an example of a mild one. You know, wanted to blow somebody up in traffic. I mean, you know, think of the real evil ones that occasionally, that you become aware of, you know, real terrible, horrible thoughts,
right,
deep, dark, sinister thoughts you think, you're like, why am
about.
I even thinking that?
Yeah, but I'm talking about the ones that are even so deep that maybe before you even get to the tip of that, why am I thinking that?
Yeah.
You just realize, like, in a snapshot
like
in your mind, it's gone. All of a sudden, it's just like...
You've moved on.
Not
so you think that the man upstairs can call you on those?
No, my thought is that he can't.
No, I don't think he can either. No.
Because if he could, I'm the prime offender. I heard it again. I'm the prime offender.
Sorry, it's an ice stand.
You know what it is?
Well,
it's a styrofoam cup.
Yeah, we didn't have warm iced tea, so this is ice down. I normally don't drink out of a cup with ice in it.
Would it kill you to drink out of a model like this and suck out of a straw?
No, if somebody gets me a straw, I'll use the straw.
A crazy straw?
Absolutely.
Fetch me a straw, anyone, and I will drink out of it so as not to disrupt the show.
But I am sure that God knows about all of these crazy thoughts, even the worst ones.
Methinks it's like the first 5 minutes of a pay-per-view. You get that little thing. Yeah, you get a little free.
Are you going on the model of defending your life as far as being the show that you know, mimics what's going to happen when we get up to the hereafter?
I'm guiding myself by the Bible, as I always do. The good book, Mike.
Of course.
Here's what I think.
Reading it today.
Really, and I think this more and more with the Pope being sick and all the big deal being made about the Pope. Nothing's going to get up there. And I do believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's going to get up there and he's going to say to me, you know, good for you for not buying into this crap that you got to put a suit on and go worship some guy who, after all, except the fact that he's got a different type suit on, mm-hmm. is exactly the same as you. He was not chosen by me to do anything. You've all got... So, you know what? Good for you in your heart. You love me. You didn't do stuff the crazy way and all
right.
all that stuff that you thought in the evilest part of your mind. Well... Listen, come on in and let's talk. Hold on, I'm watching you drink with a straw.
Charlie, oops.
Yeah, it was very Charlie-ish.
Yes, it was. Very, very big time.
Uh-huh.
I think when you get up there, you know what I think God's going to say? I know you have those evil thoughts. Everybody has those evil thoughts. That's because you're human beings. That's the way you are kind of made. Don't sweat it. It's going to be just fine.
Mm-hmm.
I think everything's going to be 100% okay.
But maybe it's an acupuncture. I'm positive I'm going to get up there. He's going to love me. He's going to say, you're my man. Yeah. You're my man. Look at you. You live life at 100 miles an hour, you son of a bitch.
I wouldn't get cocky.
How about you?
You know, it's good to be confident. It's good to be calm, but I wouldn't get too happy with it.
You don't know the true love I have in my soul, Buzz. That warm, soft side of me that you never see.
Uh-huh.
See, you don't know all the ass-kissing I do alone. See, I don't have to go to church to chat with God.
Right.
God's always there.
That's right.
I chat him up all the time.
He's your co-pilot.
Well, now you're reading my bumper stickers. Along with I Break for Cows. Which reminds me, hey, calendar girls.
Oh, yeah, oh, baby.
Almost bikini time.
Wow. Phone call.
Hello, Corey, Don and Mike show. Corey.
Yes, I have a question for you. I love your show, driving the wife nuts, but I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What is the problem with Contender? It's a great show.
Okay, let me see what's the problem with...
Mr. Stallone.
What's the problem... Hold on, what's the problem with Contender? It's yet another reality show in which every week somebody gets voted out, and this time it's we get to see the families of these palookas.
Do they get voted out based on their boxing prowess?
Yes, at the very end, yeah. It's one versus it's one versus one the next week, and it's the same prepackaged crap and pablum that...
So if a guy knocks another guy out, can he the guy that gets knocked out, can he stay in the competition?
I don't know. Go watch the show.
You're doing a pretty good job.
I've never watched the show.
You're doing a great job of faking it.
I've never watched it. He's having a career, though.
What?
Never watched it. It's not just a couple bucks they're giving, like Survivor, giving them a couple grand. They're actually giving these people a career.
Oh, come on.
Wait a minute, but here's the deal. The only problem, I know nothing about The Contender. All I know, it's a reality series that is based on boxing. And the reality series based on boxing that I like to watch is on Showtime and HBO, and it usually happens on the weekend,
and
I buy it on pay-per-view.
Dude, here's my complaint.
I see that.
With The Contender. The whole reality thing. Goodbye, ass.
Yeah.
The whole reality thing is yesterday.
Yeah.
That's it.
Nobody watches the
show. Everything's got a tribal council. Everything's got somebody being voted off. Everybody's got the infighting.
And to me, being a boxing fan, I hate the idea that they turned it into a television show, reality TV show. Boxing is, it's almost like you're taking away the reality of the real reality that we've watched on TV for years and years, which is a prize fight.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like watching boxing for.
Right. You know, I've almost...
I don't want to know about these guys and, you know, they're sitting there, you know, kissing their baby before they come into the ring.
I've come full circle. I really got into the reality thing when Survivor came on and all these goddamn shows, and I still like American Idol, which is kind of reality, but that's about it. I don't know. Now I think... Well, put your brains together. Give me something better. Give me something better than either, because the choices on TV are either people getting shot in crime dramas or watching idiots who fight with each other.
Maggots.
And I can get that at home, okay? I
mean, you can go out, buy your own maggots, and eat it.
You know, minus the maggots, you know, I got that at home. I don't need to turn on the TV and see some lady yelling at her husband or see, goddamn, if I see one more super nanny, I'm going to take a super fist and put it in her super face. All that junk, The Bachelor, The Bachelorette.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's saturated.
The Apprentice, yes, saturated.
It is totally saturated.
And furthermore, God doesn't like those shows.
That's right.
And God hates all of those who watch those shows.
But God likes straws.
Coco.
Hello. Donaldo E. Miguel.
Hey, John.
Yes.
Howard in Burlington, Iowa.
Yes, Howard.
And it's okay to be angry at these idiots out there, because just remember what Jesus did when he entered the temple and saw all the tax collectors.
Yeah, he wigged out.
Right.
Flipped over, and he turned over all the tables. That's right.
Absolutely. That's right. Yeah, Jesus went crazy. Just like,
well, and what happened
just
to
like
him?
Kurt Russell in the movie Miracle.
Yep. I know you like that movie, Mike.
I'm addicted to it.
That hockey movie.
I'm watching it always. I'm watching it. It's in one of my continuous loops now. I watch it always like an idiot. Hello? And I know how it ends. Phone call.
Not a mic. Hello.
Radio God. Yes. How you doing?
Oh, come on. You know, we're getting very close to you being disqualified now for asking us how we're doing.
Listen, Don, I wanted to ask you about your Asian attractiveness.
My Asian what?
You're attracted to Asian females.
I like Asian chicks. I like Mrs. Les Moonves.
L.A., Clementine.
Yeah, what about
Okay. I think you got three guys here that are attracted to Asian women.
We all like that.
Rob's in. Man, that's a big statement for him to make.
Saying something.
And so I just saw the movie Sideways this weekend, and I'm looking for a woman whose butt I can slap.
You're talking about a scene in the movie.
There's an Asian sex scene in there.
And also you're talking about the one of the best jokes ever.
Yeah.
Sideways.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. It all ties in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Look, he's sideways.
Now I'm thinking, now you're making me think about that movie, one of my favorite movies, and trying to figure out why was it called that?
Sideways?
We have a phone call.
That's why. Because of that actress. The one that went out with the guy from the voiceover stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
The guy from Wings.
Yeah, the Wings guy.
Sandra Oh, is that her name? Sandra Oh.
That they met at the winery.
Sandra Oh, he's sideways.
Yeah, oh, and she takes care of him.
She is sideways. Mm-hmm. Hello?
Don, I'm like, what's shaking, baby?
Yes, hi.
Hey, I just want to talk to you a little bit about the contender. I think you might like it.
Point of order, Your Honor. Point of order.
Yeah.
What's shaking, baby? Right after a person has been rebuked.
Point of order.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
Point of order.
Yeah, I mean, that's how you do it.
He broke the rule.
You're calling for what reason?
Talk about the contender.
And let me guess, you like it?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Yeah, one way or the other, he was out of there.
End of the round.
Be right back.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
Every day, this equipment.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the mumbles.
Crazy in the head and crazy in the bed.
Right.
Don and Mike.
Thank you. Do it. What about the Michael Jackson trial, the judge?
There's always somebody looking for some.
Right. There's the judge.
Put some bacon on a biscuit and let's go.
Yeah.
There he is. We're burning daylight.
Right. And then
who else have you blabbed to?
Hey.
Wow. Judge Melville.
What did you say?
I said Judge Melville.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
Yeah, and he rides.
Say that again.
What? Yeah. Phone call.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, fellas. Not to go further on this contender thing, but I think the main reason a lot of people are asking why you watched it last night is because one of the guys that got booted off, he had his girlfriend on there, and man, I tell you, she was the hottest POA I've ever seen on reality TV.
Okay. Loser. Get off the phone. Does that sound affect me? Is there someone at the door?
Well, some people are annoyed by that sound.
Yeah,
I'm just going to try out new sounds.
All right. So you're not going to annoy the people, you're just going to annoy all the dogs in the neighborhood?
Like, there are different sounds.
Okay.
You never know what sound's going to come up.
Mm-hmm. That would make a lot of dogs freak out.
I guess so. Yeah, they bark at the door.
Okay, anyway. Hello. Don and Mike's show.
It's appropriate.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
My favorite version of Cops, my favorite episode of Cops is in Houston, where they get called to a domestic
disturbance
call at a crack house.
Right.
And they walk in there, and there's this junkie, obviously all strung out, and he's having a dispute with his girlfriend because she hasn't paid rent. And the cops finally start talking to her, and she's way strung out.
A junkie.
She's a junkie. And she's talking about how she had gone to college.
Aaron
and
Pickle.
And had taken all these classes in criminal justice and stuff, and then she...
Yeah, the amazing thing about that Cops episode, the episode itself was actually shorter than the explanation.
You like it? Just hung up. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike?
Yes.
Oh. Hey, I had a question for you about your comment that you made earlier concerning Sideways. Where's the first time that you heard about that?
About
the Asian chicks.
Like in seventh grade?
Grade
school. Okay, well, the reason why I say that is I'm in the Navy, and my father was in the Navy back in the 70s, and he told me and my brother when we were kids that every time he would go over to PI that, Asian chicks were
sideways.
Yes, and that's, right. I suppose, why we all hear it in seventh grade is because fathers do that to their kids.
And then you go to school and you tell your friends that, oh, look, my dad told me. So really... Who's at fault here? I say, your father.
Phone call.
For telling you sexual stuff, that ain't none of your business.
That's right.
Hello, Pete. I got a sick dad goes home. Imagine that. Hey there, little Johnny. I've been on the road. I've been out defending America. How old are you now? 7, 8? You ever wonder how come girls and boys are different? Let me tell you about Asian chicks.
It's like the dad in Officer and a Gentleman, Robert Loggia.
That caller realized the father was joking when his father came out of the closet, though. Dad, I've never seen anything.
Hello?
Surprise!
Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey.
I just was flipping the stations, and I heard you guys talking about the Contender.
Sucks.
And I just want to say, I don't like reality TV. I think reality TV sucks.
Yes.
But how could you watch American Idol? I mean, that's a show for fags, man. Sitting there watching people sing.
I agree.
Yeah,
it's a show
that's
for
true.
Fags.
You guys
ever stopped? Hey. Have you ever stopped to think first that that's an offensive word? And that I might be gay. Thank you.
Well, appropriate. That was
Thank
nice.
You. I had no other way to handle that.
That was nice.
Guy's an idiot.
I liked that.
He likes the stupid show. He likes the stupid Contender show.
Mm-hmm.
We got an email from Frank Caliendo.
Oh, good.
Who we had on the show on Friday. He's going to be in Wichita tonight and also tomorrow night. Yes, he's the lucky man.
That's right. What's the name of the club again? Do we have the club?
The Looney Bin.
Anyway, I guess Beth Ann sent him an email saying, how you doing?
Uh-huh.
How you
doing?
How you doing? And then he wrote back, hi, Beth Ann. Thank you for calling me Sunday. I can honestly say I've never had a radio show follow up like that before.
Ah.
Got an update on the show. Sold out Monday. Tuesday's first show almost gone.
Wow.
Late shows have a decent amount of tickets to sell. I would call in again on the air to thank you guys. I'm sure Don would call me out for what I would really be doing, whoring myself out even more. Ha, H-C, P-S. I wrote this email while doing my John Madden impression.
Well, good for him. Sounds like they're moving some tickets, and you want to go to that late show on Tuesday? Tuesday's a good drinking night.
That's right. Is it, Mike?
Yeah, they all are. Phone call.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
What's the deal, fellas? This is Dr. Chronic out here in Sacramento.
Dr. Chronic. That came up on Friday's show, I think. Chronic.
Yes, sir. Just want to say you guys have a great show. You guys are awesome. Keep up the good work, and we love you out here in Sactown.
All right. Thanks, Doc.
All right. Goodbye. See you. See you later. See you would not want to be you.
See you.
Okay, the weekend. I got some weekend stuff. Mike's got some weekend stuff.
You went to Atlantic City this weekend.
Yeah, and you were with the American Idol. So,
wow.
Oh, and listen, everybody, stop calling. We will devote, because I am a faggot, and I do love American Idol like a little girl. We'll be discussing the controversy.
Yes, please.
Over the person that quit?
Yes. Mario quit.
Mario Vasquez.
And they replaced him with Ozzie Smith's kid. Mm. He's back. Unexplained why he quit the show.
Chemo?
What's his name? What's Ozzie Smith's
name? That's his first name. His last name is Sabi. No, his name is not Chemo. That's what Rob looks like. His name is Nico.
Miko.
Nico? Yes.
Love his wafers.
Yeah. Miko. Anyway, he's in and the other guy's out. I was hoping that they would get all the losers, not just get the guy that was next in the vote total. I was hoping they would get all the losers and, like, present them on Tuesday night, and we would have some real vigilante justice.
Yep,
and
choose maybe, a comeback.
And maybe a chance to get one of the real crappy people back in the competition.
Yeah, I mean, give them all a second chance.
That'd be fun. No, they didn't. Hold on. Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello. Hey.
Thanks for coming. Yeah. You know what that is? That's the kind of when you put the automatic thing on one of those synthesizers.
Yeah. Oh, is somebody's calling. That will not do. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, this is James.
Yes, James.
Hey, Mike.
Hi there.
Yeah, I was listening to your show on Friday.
Yes, James.
And I know you don't like to go back in time.
No, I don't.
But listening to Rob talk to his wife reminded me of a simple actor's trick. When you say that you love, I love you, soon you believe it, and your body softens, your eyes soften.
Right.
I think if you compare the tapes, you'll see, you'll hear what it's like.
All right, you're dismissed with the chime time. There you go. You done okay. Get out of here.
I love you, Coco. I advance
get
center.
Get off the phone.
That's funny.
And then, Carrie, grab my...
No, that's where it parts. Sadly.
So we did spend the weekend in Atlantic City. Not the weekend. Not even 24 hours, but that's enough time to soak up all that Atlantic City has to offer. Yeah, I mean, we had a great weekend, but make no mistake, Atlantic City, New Jersey, ain't Las Vegas.
No, never is. Never is.
No.
And I don't believe it ever will be.
They try to fool you on the way up when you start seeing the billboards and you see the skyline.
Yeah.
They, you know, they don't tell you about the smell. They don't tell you about the homeless people. I mean, now listen.
They don't tell you that casino you're going to just had a bus of 780-year-olds dropped off.
And in Vegas, at least, they keep the homeless people away from the casino areas with the young.
They don't seem to have a problem with people sitting at the nickel slots and not playing, just smoking.
Yes, smoking.
Come to the
heavily.
Casino and smoke.
It's a great place to smoke.
And I misspoke when I said, you know, get the homeless people out. I was almost going to say, you know, there's a young, vibrant crowd wanting to show up.
Uh-huh.
No, nothing could be farther from the truth.
No, you don't have a young, vibrant crowd on the East Coast.
In Atlantic City, this weekend at least, it was almost like they were having a convention of people who thought they should be on The Sopranos.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding. Mm-hmm. There was, every girl looked like Meadow.
Right.
Every mom looked like Carm. There was a bunch of AJs.
There was a bunch of Jackie Juniors.
Oh, man.
Were there really? Silky, flouncy, going out shorts.
So yeah. Good looking people.
And there was a lot of Christophers.
Yeah.
And, of course, a lot of AIDS.
AIDS?
No.
You don't need to run the
Adriana,
down that much.
Whatever he used to...
I ate a Totoro.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whatever he used
to... Janice?
No.
A lot of Janet. Wasn't that the real her name, her character's name?
No, I'm talking about the guy, the girl that's on Joey now.
Oh,
Adriana?
Adriana.
Yeah, and he used to call her something.
Drea De Matteo.
But that Christopher would call her something that sounded like AIDS.
Yeah.
He would say, hey, Ad, or hey, Ads.
Right, right.
Hey, AIDS.
Hey, AIDS.
That's what it was.
Yes, that's what it was. AIDS.
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 Like the diet candy.
Yes. That soon went out of business.
That was a look, though, with a lot of the girls, with the too much makeup and the heavy accents and the belly shirts and all of the nails.
How are you?
Lots of two-colored lips on the ladies.
Yeah.
You know, that might look good from, like, 4,000 feet away, but you get close. It's very clownish.
That's Atlantic City.
Yes, welcome.
It sure is.
Have a cigarette?
Isn't it a great place to smoke?
It's one of the best places to smoke. Every slot machine has a smoking chair.
Not everyone. Sometimes they don't put the ashtray where it should be.
And
I like that sometimes.
I had a problem with one of the Asian dealers.
As did I.
Who I later ended, I just pounded her. I mean, I won four or five hands in a row.
Did you get vocal?
It was nothing that was said. Rob was
there. We're going to have to ask you to leave the casino.
She did not like the cigar smoke.
Oh.
Yeah, she's in a casino with seriously 12,000 guys that smell like foot. okay?
Yeah, fine. And you're being kind.
And guys are smoking cigars and cigarettes and everything. I've just come out of the shower. I'm wearing my suit. I'm down there. I'm feeling good.
Cologne.
Yeah, and I'm winning. And for whatever reason, this refugee does not like, she really doesn't like the cigar.
She made the bad
eyes. Was it a smoking table or a non-smoking table?
Of course it was a smoking table.
It was a smoking handicap table. We were at the lower table.
Oh, you were at one of those sit-down tables?
Yeah.
Those look so gay.
That's all that was open.
Here's the thing. There's no way I can describe this.
It does look like the handicap table.
It is what it is. Right. Yeah.
If you've not been to Atlantic City, you know on Thanksgiving when the adults eat at one table?
Yes. Yeah.
And the kids eat at another table?
Right.
They have like 8,000 blackjack tables, and then right next to them all, they're all standard size, there's one that's about 3 feet shorter.
Mm-hmm.
And they just whip it out at the last minute when they need the floor space.
Yeah, and Rob's right. Probably that is for handicapped folks, too, for like a wheelchair to come up to the table.
Well,
right.
Rob spent a while at that table.
It's all that was open. But I found it comfortable as well. The lounging.
Oh, yeah, better than sitting on the stool.
And we had a great, very exciting run-in at that very table with that same dealer earlier.
Yeah.
The guy said,
"Oh yeah,
you did not pay me." And she said, I pay everyone. And this was her absolute argument, because she said it 10 times in a row. I pay everyone. And then the pit boss came over, and do you know that within 90 seconds, they called up to somewhere?
Surveillance.
They reviewed the surveillance
tape. And she didn't pay?
She did not pay.
Oh,
my.
Excellent. That is so rare that happened.
Awesome. It was very cool.
She did not pay. You know,
we should pay everyone.
We should do a break, and we will come back, because then I want to tell you about being in AC. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you guys talking about the reality shows, you never talk about the family business show on Showtime with Seymour.
Right, that show sucks ass too.
No, wait a minute, that show's cool.
All right, nice talking to you. Good point. Glad we took that. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike show.
All right, let's go. You like that, old man? You want a piece of me?
I don't want a piece of you. I want the whole thing.
The price is wrong, bitch.
I think you've had enough. No? Now you've had enough. Bitch.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Bob Barker from The Price is Right, and I never listen to the Don and Mike show.
They mean no disrespect to Orientals.
No.
Don and Mike.
And now, dead. He's the only one that's dead, really. The other ones are out there. That's such a big ripoff every time.
Were they sure?
Because it's not Jim Morrison singing.
You're
not even Val Kilmer. It's just some guy that sounds like him.
They promised a good show. Wasn't that the promise they made? What was that promise they made? I'm sorry.
I get right.
They're not cheap, just thoughtless.
Yep.
Don and Mike.
I get jokes to song lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
I know what's happening. What's that? Oh, wait a minute.
Going twice.
Now, you will pack and come along with me quietly, or I'll arrest you and take you anyway.
I apologize, Judge. We joined twice.
Yes. Judge.
I played the dude.
Your Honor?
I played the dude thing twice.
Yeah.
So sue me. Before the weekend, I'm going to wait about the weekend, because Mike had a weekend as well. We all did. I would like to talk about this American Idol thing, just for uno momento.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get what's really going on. I think it may be a plot. Of course it's a plot.
You think it's a conspiracy?
Yeah.
You don't think that old Mario just couldn't take the pressure?
Well, here's the thing. I look back to this last week when we had, what's this stupid website? The one where you could bet on American Idol. You could actually bet. He was 7-2.
Yeah.
It was a pretty good odds.
Oh, phenomenal odds. He was one of the favorites, absolutely.
Pretty good odds. He was like the third right. best. I didn't like him. Mm-hmm. That's a shock, something I didn't like. I didn't like his hat. I didn't like the whole predisposed attitude.
Do you think it has anything to do with the fact that last week was the first time he performed without a hat?
I don't know, Mike.
You think he had... Do you think maybe he was follically challenged, like people said, that he was bald?
All I know is that I saw his mama on TV today.
You know, I'm sorry.
And it could have been, it could have been like from Cops.
Right.
Really, that they say we have the exclusive video, and they catch her coming out of what appears to be a row house in New York.
Well, wow. They're from the Bronx, right?
Yeah. And they say, what do you think about him quitting? And she says, this is the first that I have heard. And... No, I'm not going overboard on the accent.
Okay.
This is the first that I have heard. I am very sad if this is true. I cannot imagine why he would do this. And the reason he's giving is personal problems.
They have been very public in the past if they've booted somebody off. If somebody's done something like that, one guy that got the DUI, they've been very forthright with everybody when they say, hey, this guy's gone because of this reason.
He says he's got personal issues. It's a personal family thing. And I saw his beautiful mother on television. Wait till you see her tonight.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Boy, is she lovely. She said she didn't know anything about what's going on. Meanwhile, the guy, here's where I think it's a conspiracy.
Okay.
Ozzy Smith's kid.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who a lot of, from the very beginning, said, wow, this guy's got to be. Yeah. How convenient that America voted him out, and now, this week, all of a sudden, under the cover of darkness, like the Baltimore Colts leaving in the middle of the night, over the weekend, this kid just quits. The American Idol site is just updated, and boom, the new guy's in.
Is this the first time that they've been really public with that Ozzy Smith connection, too?
Oh, that's been since...
That's been from the beginning?
Since day one, since the tryouts.
I just don't remember that.
All right.
As you know, I don't watch American Idol, but I read everything I can get my hands on about it. And one thing I read today was that this Vasquez, who left the show, didn't want to sign the exclusivity agreement, didn't want to be exclusively contractually bound to American Idol, wanted to go his own way.
Well, I would think that he's already signed something. They probably signed him to one of those, like, remember that Fox contract we got offered? They got to be even more
that wonderful,
that
lucrative Fox contract where they basically own you. Maybe there are new papers you sign when you make the final 12. I don't know.
I don't. Well, either way, he's out. I think it'll work out for him. I was hoping that they would bring back all the rejects, you know, all 36 of the rejects.
That would be nice if they did that.
And parade them all in front of us tomorrow night and say, okay, real fast, you know, one of these people gets to join, and then one of them gets to lose just as quick.
I like that. I wish they'd do that. I am inclined to agree with you, though. I think there's something
kinky
connected with the show that we're not being told. And I think it might come out later when he gets extricated from the show, when they get their, you know, claws off of him, and he's back in New York, maybe he'll talk more about it.
Because who saw that kid and thought, this Mario guy, no matter how good or bad he is, who saw him and said, wow, this kid is like a drop-dead superstar talent.
No way.
I mean, I doubt Clive Davis is a thing. You know, get me, Mario Vasquez. Mario, it's Clive.
I've missed an opportunity.
I've got to get you signed to my new label right now. You've got to be a part of the Jive family.
Hello, Mario. It's Clive Davis.
CD.
You must come back to California.
I don't care about the contract. Break it. Quit the show. Come out here.
Come to my office, please. Sign the papers.
You know what I think is, do you remember in Hollywood there was the one girl who said that she couldn't do it anymore and she walked out and therefore got about half a show dedicated to her? Because she made a big...
I thought that, too, that
that's
he might be doing it just for the publicity. When, you know, when you bail out at this stage, you know, as opposed to...
But they all believe in themselves.
Look at the chick that bailed out, though. She didn't get anything out of it. And this guy's not going to get anything out of it unless he gets the, you know, the offer to come up to Clive's office.
Well, they all get their 15 minutes, but this is more than...
Come on.
If he gets booted off... If he was to get booted off this week, he's getting more pub than he would.
And Clive has him come up and says, you can leave your hat on.
No, but hasn't anybody figured out yet that you can be, seriously, you can be popular from these shows for 5 minutes, and it doesn't matter squat. I mean, it really doesn't. It's only recently that there's even been a Kelly Clarkson song that I can imagine myself listening to as I'm driving down the road. It's whatever the new one is. And when I saw the Volverio on VH1, because that's where I rock, is on VH1. She's a little sluttier than before.
Yeah, I saw a clip of the video, and she does seem to be
kinda
a
like
little
that.
Naughtier.
Although they're just giving her that same angry Avril Lavigne, Michelle, what's
well,
her name?
Well, they ought to give her a trip to Extreme Makeover.
Oh, Kelly Clarkson?
That's terrible. I shouldn't say that.
That's right.
She just seemed to be lacking a couple of things that maybe would...
And also, she's
trying to overdrive.
She's big boned.
Yeah,
she's kind of that.
And
she's kind of, yeah. I know she's.
and tiny up top.
It's a problem a lot of women have.
Uh-huh.
That they have, generally speaking, women's bodies. They are good. Let me say this.
Yes.
A lot of women have great birthing hips. I mean, they have bodies that are made to deliver children.
Uh-huh.
But frankly, up on top, you know, it's like Frank Caliendo up there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not what we all have come to expect in our society.
They've got myths.
She could have won American Breeder.
This is what will keep you out of heaven. This right here. This is the stuff that God loves.
This will get him in quicker.
God loves this.
We have a phone call.
Hello, Chris, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, good Monday to you guys.
Right.
Hey, you guys were talking about the doors earlier when you opened up the show just a few minutes ago.
Yes, we remember. What?
Not that this is directly related to American Idol.
Oh, come on. Get to your point.
What?
Listen.
Doesn't work that way.
Time's up.
Like you're going to yell at us? No, listen.
Listen so I can digress again.
Listen. Now, the Pope. Hey, incidentally, way to go. Way to rally Pope.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's back.
Look at him go.
He's back.
Looking good. Looking so good.
Oh, yeah. Mm. He's there.
Sounds good, too.
But he's talking.
He's definitely the Bob Hope country. And what's great about this, what's great about what's happening to the Pope, it's what's happening to CBS.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me mention this to you. Oh, because we work for CBS, we work for Viacom. Just what a total sellout ass-kiss move I saw yesterday.
What?
I'm watching the selection show, the NCAA show.
Right.
And Greg Gumbel is sitting there with all the other idiots, and they're announcing the brackets. And when they got to some school, you know, half these schools, I don't know.
Right.
They're saying, look at number 15, and it's numbnuts. Les Moonves will be happy about that.
It's his alma mater.
Yeah. Now, really, I mean, it's one thing for Letterman to talk about him, or even for us to talk about him. We don't really have a relationship with the guy.
No.
He's just the guy with the veneer teeth and the tan.
Sure.
That's married to Julie Chen, who is the slicky boy that runs this place.
He's
now
the boss man.
I don't think anybody watching on Selection Sunday knows who Les Moonves is.
Probably not.
Anyway, it was just a nice bit of ass-kissing.
So they threw in his name just to suck up to the boss.
Right. So CBS, he's the boss of CBS. Here's the problem with the Pope dying. They've been ready for the Pope to die.
Sure.
CBS, 10 years ago, went to a hotel. A lot of the networks have done this. Around the Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do to the hotel, they sign a 10-year lease to own the roof of the hotel.
Right.
For the best shot of the Vatican.
So they can see the smoke coming out?
Correct.
All right. Wow. Incidentally, for those people that might not know, when they choose a new pope, you've got black smoke, and then when there's a puff of white smoke, is that the way it goes?
This is good smoke.
They have a chimney, and what the white, is it reversed? It's either black or white smoke to indicate that they've picked a pope.
Right. That's another reason I really believe in all this, yeah, because, you know, I mean, this is what I'm positive on when I'm up there. God's going to say to me, here's the one thing you figured out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The pope, your local reverend, they're all just regular guys.
Regular guys. Just a man, flesh and bone.
And the whole thing with smoke, you people are idiots for standing around and looking for goddamn smoke. You know?
Right.
Or I guess he would say me damn smoke.
Yes, yes. He would.
Goddamn. Anyway, 10 years ago, CBS goes to this building and they sign a 10-year lease.
Perfect.
To be on the top of this building with the perfect shot. Guess when the lease runs out?
When?
3 months from now. They're coming down on crunch time.
Right.
Yeah. And they're going to have to sign another 10 years, aren't they?
Well, here's the problem. The price has gone up.
Sure.
Of course.
The price has really gone up.
I bet it was a sweet deal 10 years ago.
CBS doesn't know if they're going to be able to match what other networks will be willing to pay for this rooftop.
For the broadcast rights.
So what they're not going
to say. Is it a nice little piazza for Les Moonves to stay in at the least?
What they're not going to say on CBS, of course, but what they're thinking behind the scenes is, if the Pope's going to croak, it would be better for CBS if he did it between now and, let's say, July. Because then, as long as that happens, they've got what apparently is the best shot of the Vatican to get the money shot.
So it's almost a game of chicken. Yeah.
That's right.
Because if they're doing their job, they're going to lease it prior to the expiration date.
Too great.
3 months.
CBS. 10 years. You know, somebody's got to be pounding their head going, you know, 10 years ago, we paid the money for this. Nothing happens. The guy's as just as strong as a horse. Now that he's going to die, now the lease is up.
Gregory mentioned me. I'll be sunning myself in my Vatican hotel. If anything happens to the Pope, I'm looking at Les Moonves.
Hello? Don and Mike. Hello?
Pope Moonves.
Pope Les.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
We were first.
Hi.
Hi.
It's black smoke when the Pope dies, white smoke when they pick a new Pope.
Ah, right. Very good. Okay.
That Simon Cowell was on Letterman one night, and this was about 6 months ago, and he was telling Letterman.
Which Simon Cowell? You said that Simon one. Cowell. Oh, so it's that one, not the other one.
Yeah.
Okay.
he was saying they have to sign the winner. He has a record label, and the winner has to sign with his record label, and he gets a cut of whatever they sell.
Yeah,
and Letterman
course,
was
right.
astonished.
That's well. Now listen, that's never been a secret. That's why
yeah,
you
it's see, part of the deal.
That's why
yeah.
you see Simon from the very beginning on that show, picking mm-hmm. the people that he wants to win, because eventually they're going to have to be making the records for his record label.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it was reported on the news this morning that this guy that quit may have gotten an offer from somebody else, and he had to get out of there. But
unless it was from Clive Davis, I wouldn't take the offer.
I would imagine also that the paper that they signed to start this show, they might be able to go after him if that was
That's
the case.
That's right. I would think so.
Because to bail out in the middle of the competition,
right.
You know, I think they might have some kind of ability to go after him.
Right, thank yeah. you, darling. Can I tell you something? May I give you a compliment?
Me?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You sound, your voice, the timbre, your pacing, your cadence, everything, sounds just like someone who would be calling on Regis for the trivia.
Yeah.
Oh, what a wonderful
no, I've
compliment.
Never called for that. I've no. never...
just watch.
All right, isn't this woman, pacing?
Isn't this woman a little too, like, awake and alert to,
oh,
be,
no,
to be included on the Regis show?
No, they get women like this all the time. Mm-hmm. And these are the women that piss Regis off. The women who actually have something to say and they want to continue talking
yeah.
while he wants to talk about whatever, how he made love to Joe Torre the night before.
Hi, I was down there at spring training. Joe Torre and I were on the beach. What a great guy he was. We went on a topless beach, and they thought we were women.
All right, see you later, honey. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye, guys.
Bye.
She just had that, like, happy homemaker sound.
Yeah.
Sure. Hi,
did.
Regis. Hi, right. Kelly.
What color is the blue sky? I didn't watch yesterday's show, Regis.
I don't know if you heard it. You were talking about her pacing. She said, how do you know I'm pacing?
Did she really?
Yeah, she did. You can hear me pacing?
Okay. Let me see. Oh,
that's like when they ask the American Idol contestant, have you seen many stars out in Los Angeles? No, it's been cloudy.
Here's a photo for ye, Mike.
Okay.
And for everyone else on our website, www.donandmikewebsite.com, it'll be up tonight in the Daily Recap. It is simply Sharon Stone. It is my favorite story of the day. It's not really even a story. It's just a picture. She's in Bora Bora.
Yeah.
She's outside. She's sunbathing. She's never had anything done to her top.
Good for her.
Check it out. She's topless. Take a look at those pictures.
Pretty, oh, man.
Pretty magnificent, huh?
Wow.
Yeah.
Fellas,
I mean,
how old is Sharon Stone now?
Okay. Here's the thing. I was comparing
she's 50,
her.
Didn't she?
I watch your promo or something for Desperate Housewives, and I look at Terry Hatcher, who back when she was Lois Lane,
uh-huh.
and her alleged picture was on the internet, and then there were some real pictures. She was supposed to have, like, the best set ever, and she did the Seinfeld episode, you know, where she said, incidentally, Jerry, you know, they're magnificent.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I look at Terry Hatcher now, and she looks hagged out.
A little bit.
I mean, they all do on that show. She's just not the hot piece of ass that she used to be.
I've seen topless pictures of her sunbathing on a balcony. She was standing up at the time. And again, not horribly flattering.
Yeah, not good. I remember that picture.
But I'm telling you, these Sharon Stone pictures, which are taken by some paparazzi somewhere that you'll be upset about, we'll put them on the website tonight, and you check it out. I'm telling you, however old she is, I'm going to guess she's what, like maybe 46 or something like that?
47, Rob. I think 47. 47 is right.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty good. Pretty strong
not
for
not bad at all.
Good old Sharon Stone.
Wonderful.
Yeah, pass that back over here.
Especially that one on the right.
Yeah.
She's having a nice little drink of water there.
She sure is.
It's not fair to single them out.
A little thirsty. She sure is.
Thirsty Sharon.
You know who else has breasts?
Oh, you, Sharon.
You know who else has breasts?
Oh,
I'm sure they're not real. Demi Moore.
Oh, yeah.
And the scuttlebot is that, what's his name, Doofus, has knocked her up now. Kutcher.
All right.
That he's Kutcher. He's knocked her
Kutcher.
Up.
Kutcher.
Yeah.
Kutcher?
Oh, breasts. Hold on. I found this. Jennifer Love Hewitt. You know, she's got breasts, too.
She's always had them.
And let me see. And this is what I love. When you get an actress like... And it's something that's just happened recently with these actresses, where they're popular for a while, then they're not popular. And the only reason they were popular to begin with is that they're cute and they had good bodies. And then when they find out that they really got no talent, they got to go back to the body thing.
Mm-hmm.
So remember, like, when Jennifer Love Hewitt made that awful movie with Sigourney Weaver,
yeah.
where they were the mother and daughter, and they were
con artists.
Con artists.
Right.
And you've got a beautiful woman with a fantastic rack. Mm-hmm. And in every scene in the movie, they would...
Yeah, her cleavage.
Yeah, but they wouldn't go all the way with it.
Right.
It would just be... It would tempt... the movie was Heartbreakers, but even in that movie, they didn't accent it as much
yeah,
as they
exactly.
should. Because she wanted to be taken seriously
right.
as an actress.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that her career is going nowhere, she says one of her favorite pastimes is to look at her breasts on the internet.
Mm.
Quote, I am fascinated with the Jennifer Love Hewitt breast sites. Where people speak about my breasts.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. It's great.
Yeah.
And I love that there are people who spend time researching my breasts.
Mm-hmm.
She says she uses this viewing time as research to determine what type of clothing makes her chest look best.
Wait, God no. bless her.
There she is.
Fantastic.
Performer who cares.
Now, hold on. As long as we're on the subject of bodies. Legs. Some stupid list, but I love a stupid list. Everybody else does. This is from, who cares this from? Some In Touch magazine. Sexiest legs. Number one is Gwen Stefani.
Okay.
See, my thought was, I don't know her legs.
Yeah.
I know her face.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah,
know her
she
legs.
She wears, she wears the shorts.
Number two is Uma Thurman.
I said I'm 90 years old just after.
Shorts.
She wears those shorts that the kids like today.
Number two is Uma Thurman.
Like
she's got love.
I am a big fan of Uma Thurman.
Number three, J-Lo.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know about that.
Strong, probably.
Yeah, but, you know, here's the thing, Buzz. Legs connected to ass.
That's my point.
Number four, okay, that's where you and I part.
I know.
Always have.
When you say strong, do you mean like physically strong?
Yes.
Strong, like she could walk
like
along
a good
way.
Base. Yeah, powerful. I should have said powerful.
Like a lineman.
That's right.
Hello there, Don and Mike's show. Hello, Mike.
Yeah, Don, you were talking about Sharon Stone being upset if someone, you know, she, if everybody's...
Get
out of here. She's famous for that.
Yes.
Thank you, counselor.
Right. She shows it to Newman.
Yeah. That's right.
Newman. A little trivia for you. That's the season, and he swallows hard.
He sure does. then you got new and improved Joker products, Cameron Diaz.
Great legs.
Fergie from Black Eyed Peas.
Mm-hmm.
Then here is where they just get Tina Turner. Listen, back in the day, Tina Turner.
That's a you know, women with legs, haven't you seen like the old variety shows where they bring out the, you know, the 80-year-old dancers of Ann Miller... They can wear those hose and ladies'
and
legs out of anything on their body.
There's got to be 100 chicks out there, famous chicks, with better legs than Tina Turner.
Well, what I'm talking about is the old ladies. They used to have those, you know, here are the dancers, and they'd come out and they'd be wearing little dresses.
Right.
And from, like, mid-thigh down, they'd have... legs, then you couldn't tell because they're wearing these super
legs,
stockings.
Legs that are
I think what your
connected
point
to BDA.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
right.
But you never see the
big,
BDA.
Dirty, you know,
dirty.
Right, BDAs. All right, Tina Turner.
Well, that's the big popular thing that she's always got the great legs.
Number seven, Britney Spears. Here's why part company.
Oh, I disagree totally.
Leg connected to foot. Okay.
No, but
it works the same way as with J-Lo. I said leg connected to ass,
right.
So that's she's disqualified.
Mm-hmm.
With Brittany Lopez.
Brittany Lopez.
Wow.
Oh, what a hybrid that would be.
Think about that.
With Brittany, legs connected to feet, feet are unwashed walking into a bathroom in a gas station.
You and I disagree on the reasons. The end result is the same. I think Britney Spears, I think when you're talking great legs, you have to have a little length there.
Yeah.
And Britney Spears has those kind of, stubby and stubbies.
And everything unwashed, not just the feet, I'm guessing.
And then you have number eight, Anna Kournikova.
Oh, my God. And, I mean, you can see the, when she's playing tennis.
Number nine, no way. Swank. Hillary Swank.
Hillary Swank is too mad.
Yes, yes.
She did look good in that dress at the Academy Awards.
Thank you, Mike.
With, with the back that went almost down, it cracks me up.
Number 10, I'll go for it just because I'm still crazy for her.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah. And she's a model, so she's got the legs, the runway legs.
Hillary Swank got like the Tinker Toy legs. You know what I'm saying? Those, remember those Tinker
Hillary
Toys?
Swank has a good body, but it's an athletic body. It's kind of a bodybuilder's body.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't dig that. I like a little...
You want a little cushion, femininity.
Little cushion for the pushing.
Right.
You know, give me a little... Yeah. Although...
Like Drew Barrymore.
Although...
For the calendar.
That's so gross. We always have to talk about Drew Barrymore whenever there's a list. Yes,
when we were in Atlantic City over the weekend, we watched part of whatever the follow-up, the Bridget Jones movie in The Room was. And, she's... First off, she's not a real beautiful woman, even when she's at her finest, like in Jerry Maguire.
Which was her finest.
She's flawed, yes, and she's really not...
And I back with Jerry Maguire, I thought she was the hottest thing. And then something, I think right after that, she hooked up with Jim Carrey, and she started squinting.
And she's got the dark hair in real life, and she's squeezed into the Jessica Rabbit dress at the Academy Awards. But we're watching this movie, Bridget Jones' Diary, and I don't know how this chick does it, how she gains 50 pounds mm-hmm. and then, loses 50 pounds. But you think it's vomit, Buzz?
I'm guessing.
Do you really think it's vomit?
The Hollywood way.
This is sour puss.
She always looks like she's eating a lemon.
Yeah, exactly.
But
she was skinny at the Academy Awards, though. She was rail thin.
Yeah. And what a dumb, stupid, awful chick flick this was that I sat watching with my wife. The only thing that we could agree on was the fact that not only is she not really a good-looking woman on her best day, I mean, she got what she's got, but she's not beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Fat, she's even worse.
Mm-hmm.
She's even worse. Renee Zellweger, my wife and I sat there eating mini bar snacks, discussing how fat Renee Zellweger is.
That's why they're in Hollywood. You know?
That's right.
They're there to be analyzed.
Their job. The way that she looks. I don't got time for any of those other stuff. Feel good that includes a photo. Let me give you this because we'll put this up on the website today as well.
Right.
Love it. A feel good that's actually where we have proof. Here's the setup. You know Mrs. Doubtfire, of course, right?
Hello!
Robin Williams?
Hello!
Right. So, you know that guys can dress as women.
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa. I think last night on what's the show? On Law & Order, they had a woman, a food critic, who dressed up like a man.
Uh-huh.
It's irrelevant to this story, but it's about a guy.
That's interesting, too.
That's interesting too. See, but you can't even say T-I. You can just say tilt and leave out the L.
Right. That's interesting too, Sam.
What do you got? What is this?
It's because of where it's set. The story is set there.
Well, it's set in Istanbul.
Yeah.
Turkey. Oh, good. We have the music.
So here's the guy. He's Serafettin Cengel of Istanbul, Turkey. He doesn't know. Well, he does know, but he's saying he didn't know that it was illegal to do this. To cross-dress like his dead mother in order to go to the bank to collect her life insurance. Istanbul, Wisconsin. 2 years ago, his mom died of natural causes, age 68.
Uh-huh.
He stashed her body in the basement, didn't report her death. Then he started dressing her with a scarf, stockings, stick, and he started collecting her pension. He started dressing up like her.
As her.
When I said as her, I mean, he didn't dress her, he dressed like her.
Right. Okay.
He finds fault with the system. He doesn't understand why he's in trouble.
Uh-huh.
That
so he dressed up to look like his mother so he could go to the bank and cash pension checks?
Right.
Yes. Over time, the bank employees got suspicious at this woman's male-sounding voice.
Hmm. Able to get the small Turkish bills, please.
So they took a picture of the woman and called the cops. Now, he says he is not guilty of this, that he has broken, as far as he can tell, no law.
Hmm.
He says his mom died of natural causes.
Right.
He doesn't have to tell anybody that she died. And there's nothing that says he can't dress like her and go get the money. He, incidentally, in her pension, he got $6,300.
Well, it would seem to me the pension is for her, and when she dies,
right,
it's not legal for him to take the pension.
He faces all kinds of charges, fraud, suspicious death.
Conducting, think he's going to one of those prisons like Midnight Express?
Conducting
think they're going to beat his feet?
A burial. But the best part is we got a picture of him.
Address is the woman?
Yes, from the bank surveillance.
Oh.
So take a look. That's not a made-up picture, and we'll have it on our website tonight. Finally, it's a feel-good with real proof.
Yes.
See, the mom died.
It looks like a guy.
Doesn't it look like Woody Allen?
Yeah, it does.
It does look like
really
Woody Allen.
So the guy...
But a great job, because right there you've got... You got the legs.
He did not.
He should be on the leg list.
He did not kill his mom. Mm-hmm. However, when his mom died, he just dug a hole in the backyard, then went and kept collecting the money for 2 years. And the best thing about this, besides the fact that his mom's dead, he didn't tell anybody, he dressed up like her, his whole thing is, what did I do?
Exactly.
What's wrong with this?
He's got the whole stooped thing down pat.
Mm-hmm. So listen, go to the website after the show tonight, DonnaMikeWebsite.com. We'll have the great photos of Sharon Stone,
mm-hmm,
and also the feel-good will be up there as well.
Phone call.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Do you hate it when I say phone call when you play that?
I love it when you do that. I'm not being facetious. I love it. Until we both tire of it, I think we should continue.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Don.
Yes, what?
Hey, man, you guys are wrong about Hillary Swank. I thought she was phony, too, and then I saw a picture of her in Interview Magazine. The girl's got some serious legs on her, man.
She might. I saw a picture of her. There's a picture in one of these magazines where she's running on the beach, and it's like in mid-spring.
I don't care.
And her legs actually might not be that bad.
I've seen...
She has some great legs,
but
man.
She is... Manly like. I mean, that's why, you know, you look at a picture in those in the boxing movies.
That's where I seen a photo of her, was working out, running on the beach,
yeah,
and she's got the legs that look like the late Jim Ryan. You know, the
yeah, a little too thin.
Yeah. You know the guy that ran and then just dropped dead. But he would have the big ass veins in his legs and the big gigantic muscles.
She, to me, as always, boys don't cry.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
But the Academy Award dress, where she had the backless thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't look bad.
And she still looks like her husband,
and
Chad
from
Lowe.
The front, she didn't look bad, too. Chad Lowe.
Chad Lowe. Why do you know so much about so much?
Because I'm gay.
I mean, you don't... You know, you don't really know that much about stuff that matters, but about stuff that doesn't matter.
I leave that to other people.
Of course. And, you know, I only find it out, like, spend a weekend with him, and you really find out.
Get ready
out,
to have fun.
Spend a weekend with him, and get ready to find out every detail about every possible thing, about everything that you see.
Yeah.
You can see something and go,
right,
look at, wow, that's a nice TV. That's interesting. Did you know that television was made by blah, 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 blah?
He's great about products, like retail. He's great.
That's the
only area that I find with Rob where I do appreciate it, because most of the time I just can't stand it, is when he's talking about retail. You get him on that subject, he seems to know a lot about stuff.
Can't stand it, can't stand him. That's
right.
The thing about me. And also, you got the worst of it, because there were some drinks involved. And we talked.
That's when he really goes,
talk and talk.
Boy, you like that bottle of wine.
It was pretty good.
You really liked that bottle of wine.
Yes.
Phone call.
Good. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Radio God, you make me laugh every day, and I love you for it.
Thank you.
Have you seen Debbie Gibson in the Playboy? Have you seen the legs on that young lady?
How's she look?
Oh, my God. Her legs are probably the best feature she has, although the breasts are nice.
Well, Debbie Gibson, you know, of all the, like, those teen stars from way back when, I thought she did have potential to be a hottie down the road.
I got no desire to see her naked.
Oh, I do.
None.
Oh,
I had a lot more interest in Tiffany Darwin or Darwin.
No, you, but you hated Tiffany more than any of them. We ran over Tiffany with a bus.
That's true. But you know what I hated about
Debbie? And I mean the cardboard cutout of Tiffany.
What I hated about Debbie Gibson was that dumb hat that she would wear in all of her videos. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but she's kind of cute.
Excuse me. Deborah Gibson.
Deborah Gibson? Is that what it is now?
Yeah, Deborah Gibson.
Oh, well, somebody happened to bring that by. I'd look at it.
Yeah.
I'm very curious. Well, yeah, I'm not going to go out and buy it.
I'd look. Why would you buy it? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, radio guys.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, you're just not looking at Hillary the right way. You put a bag over that face, that's an awesome body.
You might be right.
Oh, awesome.
Okay, right.
And you, sir, handsome?
Well, he's gone.
Put a bag over that face there. It's a rhetorical question.
Would be, we got to break, although everybody just keeps calling about... But Hillary.
Phone call.
Hillary Swank. Hello, yes, Dick. Man. Richard.
Hey, Hillary Swank looked like Sandra Bernhard, man.
No, I don't think she's that bad.
I would tend to give this.
Look at her lately.
But Deborah Gibson and Playboy, if I'm missing her, should happen to drop it off.
Not a chance Dennis is doing that, Mike. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I think Stella McCartney's got a hot set of legs.
Paul McCartney's one-legged wife.
Stella. Wouldn't call her Stella.
She's looking great.
That's pretty good. Heather.
The fifth I've seen, anyway.
Stella's his daughter. She has both her legs.
See, why you got to remember
her? Because you don't want the flood of calls that's about to come.
Yeah.
Stop calling.
Yeah, stop calling. Right. We know it's Heather.
Heather Mills McCartney.
He's right.
We're giving you the prize.
I call her Pink.
Okay. Well, hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey. I just wanted to give you an update on Jim Ryan. He's actually still alive.
Is it Jim Fix? Is Jim Fix the guy I'm thinking of?
I think it's Frank Shorter.
No. Jim somebody, a guy that was one of these nuts that would like
Jim
run.
Jim Fix was a guy, there was a running guy, but Frank Shorter was another running guy, and one of them died.
I think Frank Shorter killed over. Anyway,
One of them died while they were out running.
Yeah,
I found
jogging.
That funny.
I think it's Jim Fix.
I think it's both of them.
Maybe it is both of them.
Huh.
Got to be honest with you.
Yeah, Rob, how come you don't know that?
Hold on. Yeah, Mike, shut up. Mike has asked a very important question.
Yes. Rob, how come you don't know this?
Because it has to do with athletics.
Ah, that's right.
Okay.
And you majored in?
Not athletics.
No, you majored in and you lettered in?
Oh, theater.
Theater what?
Theater art.
Thank you.
Theater arts.
Theater.
Theater arts.
Theater arts.
No, wait, wasn't it theater sports?
Oh, no, I majored in broadcasting, but I participated
in theater sports.
Theater sports.
Theater arts. Theater sports. Theater arts. We have a phone call.
We're getting some kind of CB interference, Mike, about Rob being in theater sports. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Yeah.
Best pair of legs? The ones around your neck.
Okay. All the funny guys are going.
Well, I believe
now.
The subject matter, perhaps discussing legs, has gotten people ramped up a little bit.
Yeah.
I know it has me.
They're the best ones.
That's for sure.
He's right.
I'm going to the Playboy store.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine what that guy just said with one of the calendar girls?
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, I can.
Yes,
no problem.
I can't
no
hear.
No problemo.
I can't hear.
Can't breathe.
Sounds like I'm underwater.
don't you want a piece of this comedy gold?
No, thank you. I'll pass on this one.
Don't you want to mine some of this?
No.
Okay. It's good stuff. We're bogarting the good stuff.
I know.
Okay, now watch it. Okay?
What?
We can do some stuff.
I was gargling.
I know you were. Okay. Hello. Donna, my show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
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 Yeah, hey, Renee Zellweger on Cold Mountain. She's one fine piece.
What, idiot?
He's talking about Renee Zellweger.
Renee Zellweger on Cold Mountain.
Cold Mountain.
She was not a piece of Cold Mountain.
Hold on. She was.
Cold Mountain. She was gross in Cold Mountain.
Yeah, Eva Wallach.
What?
She's on Eva.
Get a decent cell phone, moron.
We can't understand.
gone with you. Cold Mountain. Okay. See, if he had a good phone, maybe I would allow him to do that. Now, that's funny.
Just hearing him say, Cold Mountain.
Or do you think he was being serious?
I have no idea because his cell phone was too bad.
And she was hot.
Hot.
Cold Mountain.
He was using that cell phone he likes so bad.
Yeah. Sissy Spacek was hot in Coal Miner's Daughter,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah. Baby. Only the first part.
And Sissy Spacek was hot in Carrie.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, yeah. Especially when she closed all the windows.
Sissy Spacek is just about the ugliest thing on 2 feet.
But she gets it done, doesn't she?
For me.
I liked her in Badlands.
Oh. What was that? Was that
Martin Sheen? You seen that on cable?
No, I've
not. It's where they go on the killing spree, the shooting spree, and they catch the guy.
I was just thinking that might have been a movie that could have been written by her doctor.
Badlands.
By her girl doctor, you know, I have for
Badlands,
her,
yeah.
For her, you know, the guy.
No, it's a special movie. Very SP.
Sure. Very Badlands. Hello, Aaron.
Aaron.
What, does everybody need to hear a stupid sound now to know that they're on the air? For God's sakes. Hello?
Not all the time.
What?
I said not all the time.
Right, okay, fine. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I got the message, and I'd love to come in the studio that day. I'm getting into town probably about noon, and I'll be over in that area around 2. So, we can work that out. That'd be great. And then we can talk to Don about his singing ability or lack thereof, and we can figure that one out, too. So I'll give you a call tomorrow during business hours and try to hook this thing up. Thanks. Bye. Yeah, Rob, this is Rob Grill with Grassroots. You've got the number. I just wanted to let you know I'm arriving at Dulles at noon, and I'm going to take a cab, and then I have the show at 7. So, you know, I'm just trying to figure, I'm not going to have a car or anything. I don't know if a cab would be right or not, but give me a call back. I'll be home this evening. If you can, call me and let me know if we can work out what time we can do this and discuss the other parts of it. Okay? Thanks. Bye.
The Don and Mike Show. After you let the air out of the balloon, all that you're left with is the latex and the Don and Mike Show.
Want to get high?
Hi, Joe.
Don't smoke it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's for Joe Archer.
Joe.
Thinking about Joe.
Not even mentioned his email yet today. Goddamn, show's like half over. I even talked about Joe's email or about our weekend or anything.
Wow.
So, went to Atlantic City this weekend for Rob's birthday. As you know, Rob celebrated his birthday on Saturday.
That's yes, right. And you know, we had a discussion about that last week, how you made me feel better by technically not commemorating the day itself, but you were planning on taking him to Atlantic City.
Right? Yeah, I really thought his birthday was Saturday, but I'm an ass and screwed it up last week. So, we get the wives, and this is the part I don't understand. They're not supposed to like Atlantic City, but they went up early on Friday, and Rob and I went up Saturday, and I just have to say that after everything that I've been through in the last 2 weeks, and before that with Double D, for whatever reason, Debbie Downer, and who would have thunk this, Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Snapped her out of it.
Snapped her out of it, and I'm telling you, snapped her out of it big freaking time.
Good.
I've been screaming for years about my bad weekends.
Right.
This weekend, we had a great weekend.
Well, the reason they went up early is, much like the movie, Saturday night is the night for the husbands. Friday night's the night for the boyfriends.
Right. Gotcha. Those two lucky guys.
Yeah.
Those.
Oh, wait, so the husbands or the boyfriends?
Those two lottery winners. Either.
That's right.
Either one, Buzz. So, Friday night, I get a call from her. From her.
Yeah,
you know, they're sharing a room together.
Yeah.
Frieda and Carrie. And she's saying, I'm not believing it because she's been so friggin' down.
Yeah.
I'm not believing the joy in her voice because she's in Atlantic City, which is not even as nice as Las Vegas. And she don't like Las Vegas, but she's laughing and she's saying, we're having the best. Carrie and I are playing the slot machines, and I can't wait for you to get here because we're going to gamble together, and there's so much to do here, and I love it here.
It sounds like when I've spent some time with my wife. Don't I sound happy?
Very.
Yeah, sure. I don't think it was the city. I think it was the company.
Mm-hmm. Very happy.
Yeah, they enjoy each other's company.
Indeed they do.
And I got to tell you something. Rob and I have a unique relationship, as you know.
Well, yes.
But also now, and I'm not going to say anything about either one, but I'm glad to tell you that I'm so comfortable with this boy that when we go out, we're together with our wives. It's like everything else. We all four start walking together.
Right.
But it ends up being them in front and us behind.
Of course. Yeah.
That the way we are now is that we don't just say mean things about our wives.
Right. Good.
We say mean things about the other guy's wife.
that's a new level. When you can get to that, when
you're
you
that comfortable,
get to that level,
when you're that comfortable with somebody that you can say, as we are watching them walk and talking about them.
That is a totally unique couple situation. When you can get to that level with a guy, it's got to be special.
Very nice.
Got to be special.
It is very nice.
You can both liberally insult each other's spouse. That's great.
And it is we want. And at first, I think maybe I even said something. I don't remember if I said anything. And I don't know if I was first or second. Either way, it was a real close race.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So
it would have been neck and neck.
It was a race.
Would have been one of those photo finishers to see who was the first. But the two of them together, the combined power of those two women together. Mm-hmm. Just leads you to believe, and I'll throw myself under the bus. It must have been me first. It must have been me, but then you were fast with the follow-up.
Well, if you were first, I came in second and third.
And I know that I was first, because then I said something to you like...
And Buzz, I'm jealous of him, because, we can't... Sure. Really, it's tough.
Yeah, when we were in the gift shop, I think I said something to you like, I didn't mean that about Carrie, and you said, no problem, and then it was just like, hey, look, how about Frida? And I went, okay, that's good.
Well, don't you think they're probably doing that on Friday night too, so that's
they do it in front of us.
So it's just a mutual admiration society.
Who
gets complimented first?
There's no hidden agenda there with them. They just the problem you have when the two of them are together is that they feel, as Oprah would say, empowered.
That's right.
And normally, where Frida would stand around and say to me, listen, you do this for five more seconds, or else your life's going to be living hell, whether I'm waiting for blackjack or whatever. Suddenly, with Carrie there, she's standing and she says, you know what? I'm just going to go do what I want to do with Carrie. You stay here with Rob if you like. We'll meet you for dinner. Like, she's got a life.
And they're off.
That's so cute.
Thank you, Buzz. That's what I was going for. It's so endearing that, she puts on her dress-up clothes.
Right.
Actually thinks that she can go function in the real world.
Without you.
Yeah.
What is she thinking?
Just going out with her good friend, Carrie.
Sure.
But they're off, and that's good, and that's fine.
Yeah. Fine. Now, the weekend really was great because D.D., thank God she's not D.D. anymore, turned around on that.
Good for you.
Got there Saturday, went down, and also didn't hurt. Thank God I was a winner. Now, I'm not a winner like Mike at this.
Or thing. A loser like Mike.
I've lost.
Hey, you mentioned, somebody mentioned, I ran into a listener who said, how come you didn't go down to the Borgata? I said, I probably won't be visiting the Borgata for another 6 months at the very least.
Well, I had some luck. Robbie had some luck. When we were there, it was the gambling that loosened Frida up.
Gambling.
But the thing that drove me crazy was, and I think she got this from your wife, she was playing the 1 cent slots.
Oh, the nickel slots.
The nickel slots.
Right.
And here's what they do. These two women, who are just both of them, they're in their own crazy world, they're happy to do this. Take $5. Put it in the little credit card thing on the slot machine to get $5 worth of credit.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing at a 5 cent slot machine,
nickel slots
that has 9 different lines, meaning you can bet up to 9 different crazy combinations that end up looking like Rush Limbaugh's EKG. I mean, the lines are like the stock market, up and down. They love it. They press the button. I watched both of them do this together. Ding 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 ding. Did you win? I don't know. Did we win? What does it say?
You get cash out. If you get it on the right pay line, you can get 55 cents.
What Carrie said to me on Friday night was, we played the That Girl slot machine, and I won $380. I said, that's good. She said, yep, $3.80. Not as good as I had hoped.
Same thing with me. Frito's walking around with Carrie with this thing, and they've got the voucher that you've got to put from one
good
slot machine.
Good pricing voucher.
To the next, and she would play the 5-cent slot, and she'd say, okay, cash out. She'd press the button. I go, what happened? She'd, oh. We just lost 20 cents.
Mm-hmm.
But these are the stakes that they're playing at. But
well, it's no pressure.
Right. But they're liking it, and they're having a good
time. Some people like the pressure. Some people don't.
We're having a good time. I was on a particular hot roll earlier in the day on Saturday, sitting down at the table. Had Frida actually in the casino, standing, watching.
Wow.
I said, come jump in. Get a spot. No, she was happy just to watch.
Right.
And I was rolling. I'm doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this
what
guy.
What are you playing?
Blackjack.
Blackjack.
There's a guy at this table. And you know, the prices, Jesus Christ. Guys are lining up 5 and 6 deep
right.
to sit at a $25 goddamn blackjack table.
It boggles the mind. It
I'm
really
walking
does.
Around with Rob saying, seriously, is there a loser $5 table? And that's where I want to play. I want to play $5 a hand, not $25 a hand.
And I'm sure that somewhere at some casino you can find them, but it is harder and harder. And, I'm beginning to think, really, it's just something from years past.
People are standing in line to give their money. I mean, they're waiting patiently to do this.
We did this as well. And we finally get...
Well, I mean, if you want to play, the alternative, right, is to leave and not play at all.
Right. So Rob and Carrie were... Rob will tell you that they were having lunch.
Yes.
I think they were making the beast with two bags.
Oh, my God.
I promise you we weren't.
Okay.
I promise you.
I know.
We're holding you to that.
We were at lunch.
I know you were. I know there was no beasting.
We did not have beasting.
There was no backing.
No.
Sorry.
Double backing. So. The new game. The new nickel slot.
Double backing.
We're downstairs, and I'm playing blackjack, and Frida's actually watching, and I'm doing well. I've won, I don't know, 6 or 7 hands out of maybe 10. By my standards, I'm doing good. I've won like $300, and I'm kind of proud. There's a guy sitting next to me. I am not exaggerating. I pointed him out to Robin, and Frida saw him as well. Guy had to weigh, seriously, like 400 pounds. The guy was big, gigantic, fanny pack. Obviously lived with his mom, had on the short sleeve T-shirt, and what he's saying, it was a T-shirt where he had cut the sleeves off. Okay, so it wasn't really short sleeve. It was like homemade short sleeve.
Welcome to Skin Tag Alley.
And he had on MC Hammer pants.
Okay.
So like
big genie pants.
Big fat guy genie pants.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sitting in the chair next to me. And go ahead. I'll take the hit on that one.
Well, that was a direct reference to him.
You know, one of these days, soon, we're going to have the real guy on the show just to get rid of this.
Click, click.
Thank you. Thing once and for all. So the guy is like this. And, Mike, you go up there much more than I do. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners do, too. And it's got to piss people off. The guy's commenting on everybody's cards, and he's telling everybody what they should do.
Whoa!
Yeah. And for instance,
somebody told him to shut up.
Well, hi, you're looking at Johnny. Shut up.
Good.
It's me.
Good
so
you
here's, here's what happens. I'm first, meaning I get the cards dealt to me first. There's 6 guys at the table. As the cards are dealt, the first thing the guy says to me, this is after him talking to everybody on every hand, he goes, "Whoa, that's not a good start."
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, I'm like, "Hey, I didn't say anything. I feel like a fat boy. Watch your own cards."
Right.
So. I don't know whatever the dealer has. She's got a 7, I think, showing. I tap like I want to hit, and the guy says, "She's got a 7 showing. You got a 3. The odds are you're gonna get a face card. You're gonna kill." I turned and I said, "Excuse me for 1 second," to the dealer. I said, "Hey, Jabba the Hutt, if you are doing so fantastic, how come you don't have a big gigantic pile of money sitting to your big fat ass? Everybody at this table has been taking aggravation and critiquing from you from the last 10 minutes. You've not won 1 effing hand, so please shut up."
Mm-hmm. It was that intense?
Yeah.
And then what happened?
Nobody said nothing.
Oh.
Nobody said nothing. The dealer didn't say anything. None of the other people said anything.
Then you suddenly felt a grip on your elbow.
No.
Oh, my my God.
I mean, it was quiet.
Right.
And then...
So he was a non-threatening fat guy.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yes, Mike, that has to be...
The kind of guy you can go off on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
and I mean...
Doughy. Right.
I mean, huge fat.
Right.
Like,
so what did he do after you said that?
Hold on. This is what's so great. He sat there... And I thought he was going to go for one of those asthma things, but he was just looking around for something to wipe his brow. He was going in his fanny pack, and he wiped his brow, and he said, listen, we're all just a family here. We're just trying to offer up advice. I said, I understand it. Meanwhile, the game's not going on.
Right.
I said, I understand you're offering advice. I've been sitting here about 20 minutes. My wife was right back here. Mm-hmm. She really enjoys being brought into this incident. I'm arguing about that.
Yeah. Was this a real scene?
Yeah. I said, you've been giving everybody advice, and you haven't won a hand. My only point is, until you're a big winner, don't give other people advice.
Even when you're a winner, you keep it to yourself.
And then he couldn't stop himself, because there was a moment of silence. I said, no hard feelings. I'm sorry that I said that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just play.
Right.
And she said, okay, here we go.
Sorry that I called you Jabba the Hutt.
She says, okay, here we go. What do you say? And I said, same as before. Tapped on the table.
Uh-huh.
I'll take one. He said, you know, that's really not a good idea.
Oh, my God.
And I looked at the guy, and I said, you're kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm just telling you, the odds are not in your... I said, listen, I don't care if it's a winner or if it's a loser.
Do you remember the hand?
Hit me. Yes.
What the dealer was showing?
Dealer ended up with 17.
Okay.
I had a 3 and a 2.
Mm-hmm.
I took a hit. 4. 3, 2, 4 brings me to
nine.
Okay. I take another hit.
Right.
Meanwhile, the guys tell me all the time,
yeah,
stick. I get to 12.
Hmm?
Again, now I'm doing it just to piss off Jabba the Hutt.
Right.
Hit me. I get an ace. Hit me. 2 aces in a row. Now I've got like 8 cards laying
out. Yeah, all right.
But I've only got 15.
Right.
So I say one more time, I had 14. Because I remember that. One more time I say.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Hit me one more time.
The dealer's showing a 7.
Dealer's showing a 7. Because all I'm doing is screwing with this guy.
I mean, and you're just showing, and you're showing the...
I'm just taking card after card after card.
Right.
And they're all low cards for whatever reason. So I say, I'll take it again. She gives me a 2. Now I've got 16, and I am not kidding. There's a 3 and a 5 that I start with, and there's like 5 other cards.
Right.
It looks
you got 16.
It looks like solitaire got so many cards.
Right.
I say, I stick.
Uh-huh.
Everybody else goes ahead.
Okay.
She turns over her 7, and it's a queen. And she says, Dealer, have 17.
So she beat you.
Yeah, and the guy with his boozy asthma Jabba the Hutt breath leans over to me and says, I just tried to help out one fellow player to another.
Right.
Big, fat, stinking...
Did you stay at the table with him after that?
No, I left. And I did the thing that I learned in Ocean's 11. When I got my chips, I walked up and I went like this with my hands. Like, yeah. Get you all out of my... I did that thing.
That's what the dealers do.
Well, I did it.
You're
washing your hands.
You are funny. At any time during the weekend, did you call yourself Danny Ocean?
Yes. Yes,
very
I
good.
Did. When I was on a super roll with the other Asian dealer,
mm-hmm,
who didn't like my cigar,
mm-hmm,
although there were 2 brothers at the end of that table, 2 black guys, that I'm telling you, if the surveillance wasn't watching these cats,
right,
they were the luckiest guys in the world. There was one guy who looked like Usher,
mm-hmm,
and they had another guy who just looked like any thug that you would see on a street. Mm-hmm. I mean, the one guy was nice looking,
mm-hmm,
wearing nice clothes. The other guy's wearing like a parka from 1973.
Okay. Right?
The one guy standing over the Usher-looking guy's shoulder. And the Usher guy is making, like, crazy bets.
Right.
He's got 16 showing, and he's got $300, and he's saying, give me a hit, and she lays down a 5.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, the guy... Rob, how long were you playing at that table?
They were there for at least an hour, because we were there for an hour, and they were there before.
The guy won at least 12, at least 12 blackjacks.
This is killing me.
He won at least 12.
Yeah, right. Let's go up after the show.
Won at least 12, and meanwhile, I'm saying to Rob, and loud enough, because I'm just such a mook, you know, because I've got this voice and it's loud and everything. I think I'm speaking softly, but right. When I said to Rob, who's sitting right behind me, I said, hey, do you think those brothers are cheating?
Oh, no.
And I see the one guy in the park and give me the look like, you know.
Ill-advised.
Yo, yo, yo. And then I go, only because they are so extremely lucky. And, right. Wow, you're the man.
Have another drink. He's just kidding. And the thing that should be mentioned is he's betting $300 and $400 a hand.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And this is at a $15 table. Pretty consistent.
Yeah.
And
really, he's not cheating.
So he had it going on.
Now he's betting like low, 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 and then he does high, high, high.
No. And then we go,
he might be doing something.
No. We go to dinner, and we're waiting for our dinner table, and Frida says to me, seriously, she says, I'm afraid. I'm like, what are you afraid of? She said, I'm afraid of the mobsters. It is the people in the restaurant.
Right, yeah. So. You guys are the Griswolds. You really are.
I said, there are not mobsters here. She said, no, I'm serious. That guy over there is a mobster. I said, he's not a mobster. She said, the other guy next to him is just like Furio.
Right.
So wait a minute, hold on a second. These are just New Jersey Goombas. I don't think that the guy is right. In organized crime. I'll give you this. Most of the women look like Carm Soprano.
Right.
Most of the girls, as I mentioned, look like Meadow, mm-hmm. And the guy looked like AJ. I don't think this guy's in the mafia.
One of the things about Atlantic City, New Jersey, when you go up there, you never really know for mm-hmm. sure.
No, but a lot of people look the part.
They sure do, and you never know who's real and who's not. Don't take chances.
We're having our dinner, and Frida is constantly looking around and saying, I think that guy's in the mafia. Mm-hmm. I think that guy's in the mafia. Mm-hmm. Saying it almost loud enough that people can hear.
Well, it's New Jersey.
Even the guy in the Norman Lear hat, I think, heard.
Yeah, and we got a lot of returned stares when we were at our
dinner. Remember when we were in that restaurant, the guy had the, hi, how are you?
Oh, yeah. The guy who had the real Tobacco Road thing.
Yeah.
The, hello, how are you? The voice box. Good and to see you, Vinny.
The other good thing we saw was the guy in the red, white, and blue check jacket. Just to give you an idea of his build, he was being assisted by his son, who appeared to be about 70.
Oh, really?
So, I mean, he was just the most pure Atlantic City specimen.
How are you?
I'm going to sit down, and I'm going to have my shrimp, and it's going to be nice, son. And it was just so much to see.
But we really had a fantastic weekend, right?
It's surreal up there.
Woke up on Sunday morning, said to the friend, I'm going to go downstairs, get the newspapers, get the coffee, maybe gamble a little more, because I won. I mean, for me, I won big, like $500.
Yeah.
Go downstairs, money in my pocket. 7 a.m. yesterday morning. You see the people who have been there all night.
That's easy.
Who are still pounding Coronas and still pounding the mixed drinks. And the young Goombas, who are still wearing their Saturday night clothes, like Saturday Night Fever.
Right.
Hey, we've stayed up all night. This is so cool. What are we going to do now? And I went down by the table, and just the smell of foot and looking at the smelly people made me just think, no. No, you know, not on a Sunday morning.
Right.
I can't do it. I'd be a big loser.
I'd be a big winner if I said that. Jesus, I would be a huge winner if I could say that on Sunday morning.
I said,
as a matter of fact, Don, if I said not on Sunday, I'd be a lucky man today. I would
really?
Be a lucky guy, yes.
I did sit down on Sunday, and actually it paid off. It did okay, but what was bad is I had three consecutive young guys next to me on an all-night binge.
Right.
All of them can't even hold their chips without shaking. Because they're drinking probably vodka and Red Bull all night.
Right.
So he puts down his last $10, and he says to the lady who asked if you're rated, the pit boss, do you get a refund if you don't sleep in your room?
That's funny.
And also, they didn't seem to like it. Every time I'd sit down and play blackjack, a woman would come and say, are you rated? And I would say, yes, I'm fantastic.
I've got great ratings.
Yeah, anyway.
My reply to that was, she says, do you have a card? I said, no, traveling in disguise.
It's Atlantic City. Oh, and we really should thank, do you remember the guy we had on the show named Victor Tiffany?
Vic Tiffany, the food and beverage director at the Borgata.
Okay. He was great.
I pictured him as looking like Paulie Walnuts.
Did you get a chance to meet Vic Tiffany?
He joined us at dinner. He didn't join us. He came
by to say hello?
He came by the table. He kind of looks like the drummer for the Conan O'Brien show.
Does he really? Max Weinberg?
You know what you said, and I agree. He looks very much like the guy in the Our Eyes commercials.
Okay.
Who says, These have x-ray vision.
Yeah, all right.
He's a slim build, nice-looking guy, totally, very friendly.
I mean, we thought that we would get, hey, welcome to Atlantic City. Yeah. How you doing?
Yeah, when I talked to him on the phone, he's like, kind of, hello, how are you?
Are you enjoying your potatoes? How are you?
And he loves saying, no, Sid, eat. We got that a lot.
Sid, eat.
It's nice. He's a very good guy, though.
It was a good weekend.
Yeah.
Good.
We always have a good time with the Spiewak.
The Spiewak family.
And the Sarsen. It's a weekend with the Sarsen.
We're so familiar with each other.
Well, that's nice that you've moved to that level now where you can, like, speak about each other's wives, and it's interchangeable. Rickles and Newhart.
Exactly.
At one point, I don't know, it was about 5 o'clock. I don't know where she is. Oh, forget her voicemail.
Maybe
forget it.
On her way up to Foxwoods.
Hi, this is Frida. Yeah. You can leave a message on my cell.
Anyway, I don't want to talk to her now. If she was there, I'd like to talk to prove that she's so happy.
That's good.
On Saturday, I guess, before we get ready to go to dinner, I said, how many bags did you bring with you? This is like a two-night trip. And I went to one bag, and in a manic way, I went, I gotta see what it is that you. Why do you pack so much? And I go like, vroom, 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 and open this thing up and start pulling stuff out. I say, now listen, you don't need this. When are you gonna wear this? And she says, would you put that back? I say, why? She said, that's Carrie's suitcase.
And that's when you found all of Rob's dresses.
That's right.
And that's what
Carrie
found.
Doesn't wear the color blue.
That's what I found, the thing that helps with the beast with two backs. But, you know, fortunately I didn't get to any unmentionables.
Good.
And the clothes that I was picking up, I was just saying to her, why do you need so many clothes?
Yeah.
And then she said, well, that's Carrie's bag. And like 2 seconds later, the phone rings. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's Carrie saying, hi, can I come up to the door and pick up your bag?
It was Carrie in tears.
There you are, like, with underwears in your hands.
And I didn't tell your wife at dinner, and I guess, I hope she's not listening now.
Oh, she never listens.
Let her know that I was rifling through her bag.
Now, you both can say bad things about each other's wives. You can certainly go through the drawers now.
Sure, help yourself. Come over to the house.
Comes through the territory now that you moved into that zone. No problem.
Come on over to my house anytime and go through our stuff.
That's a weird zone to be in with a guy.
Mm-hmm.
When you're so
but it's not
them.
Abnormal. I mean, if you're close enough with the guys. And you also don't fear the wives. But you do fear the wives.
No, we do. We're terrified of them. We're terrified of them.
I guess we were feeling empowered, too.
That's what it is.
We hide behind them. We're walking behind them and go,
yeah, look at them.
Hey, Rob. Your wife's a super bitch. Don. Your wife's a super bitch.
And then you just start laughing.
City.
Hold on. Hello, darling.
Yes, my sweet pea. Are you looking for me?
Yep. See, what did I tell you? Atlantic City did it. Debbie Downer, gone.
Wonderful.
Gone.
Gambling snapped you right out of it.
They're shopping. I'm getting ready to go out, and I'm wearing some of my new mafia-style clothes.
There you go, shiny stuff.
Listen, that's all I really wanted to ask you. How many guys in the restaurant Saturday night did you seriously think were mobbed up, where you weren't goofing or it wasn't the wine talking?
Well, the one scared me because he looked at me mean. Mm-hmm. I mean, and he had the gray hair and the gold chain out on his sweater and the mafia women with him. Huh? And he looked like I was...
Please describe a mafia woman.
Yes, please.
Oh, God. And it was the best. I could have sat there all night and just watched the women go by.
Describe a mafia woman.
They're not in... You know, they're past the prime of life, but still made up like they are 22 and... You know, and hitting the town.
Mm-hmm.
And
the hair is large.
Tan.
And that is different from...
Tan.
That
cleavage.
That is different from you, how?
A lot of cleavage and
just
stuff
into
a dress that, you know, they should have left behind.
Okay. But
so
you had a great time.
For me?
What?
What are you saying?
What did I say what?
Well, I'll tell you how it's different. They're probably afraid of their husband.
Okay. Listen,
so don't
whatever.
Say that kind of thing to me.
He was just feeling empowered.
I don't know anyway.
Okay. I just didn't know. The boots that you brought up with you, you didn't buy those there, right?
The boots?
Those boots.
Boots?
In the hotel room on Saturday, I said to you, remember I said, did you buy these boots?
No, I had those boots.
Where'd you buy these boots? You buy these boots here? And she said, no. I said, why is there paper in the boots?
To keep the boots standing up the way they should be, to keep their shape.
Ooh, long boots.
Who knew?
Knee-high boots?
I didn't know.
High boots?
Yeah.
Boots.
Nice boots.
I bought clothes. And you had totally ignored my jewelry shopping hint several times.
No, I didn't. I mean,
he heard you.
I heard you.
Yeah.
I heard you.
Yeah.
I heard you, darling. All right. Well, it was a good weekend, though, for us. It was a great weekend.
And Carrie and I had a really good time. Carrie and I wish we had a tape recorder when we were walking around trying to figure out the slot machines, because we had not the slightest clue. I mean, I know you don't have to really be a genius to play slots. But
A tape recorder would...
Hey,
a tape recorder wouldn't have helped. Carrie's voice doesn't record.
All right, baby.
And she casts no reflection.
Well,
we had a great time before you guys came. We were so wired, neither one of us slept all night.
Wow.
It's lucky that you had the fun night, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, love you. Glad you had a good time.
All right.
Glad you're not Double D.
No, I'm happy.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Great. Bye, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
She sounds up. She sounds very much so.
From Double D to HC.
That's right. When you spend some time with Carrie, you're a happy person.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Gotcha.
Right.
I understand. I understand, Bruce.
Happy cutie.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Like these two balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 grand. Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show.
And the casino, the cardinal rule is to keep them playing and keep them coming back. The longer they play, the more they lose. In the end, we get it all.
Take that, sir.
I got $500.
Just think of all the good they've done. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
It was fun.
A lot of fun.
And congratulations for your winning.
Hold on, here's some guy from New York. Aaron.
Hey, actually...
Oh, a girl. Hello. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
I'm actually originally from New York, and actually, I think it's funny that Frida thinks that they all look like mob people, because all Jerseyites in New York look alike.
Yes.
And they all look like the mob and the Sopranos.
Yes, you do, and you have that captivating sound about you as well, darling.
Yeah, you like it, you know, so we have to have big boobs and cleavage and the nails and everything.
Forget about it.
And the big hair, don't forget that.
Big hair, yeah, forget about it.
The big hair. But the biggest thing that I have from the weekend in Atlantic City is not, you know, the Goombas and the Mafia guys. It's just the smell of ass.
Yes.
That's the one thing that I'll say Las Vegas has over Atlantic City.
It somehow just doesn't smell like a fart.
Yes, besides the obvious, which is Las Vegas is better,
mm-hmm.
The weather's better,
yeah.
the hotels are better. In Las Vegas, they pipe in a smell to disinfect or something.
Mandalay. It seems fresher. There's more warm
air. It's
a
smell coming from Staten Island.
Well, I don't know where the smell's coming from. And we were staying when I was told it was the nicest hotel.
It seems to be when you're down on the floor, every 10 minutes or so, there's a waft.
And I couldn't tell. A lot of times, I would just look at Frida and say, what are you thinking? F or A? She would actually...
Exactly.
She'd say, a little A.
Yeah.
Maybe a little F.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe.
Ew.
All right, thank you, Aaron.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Aaron. Because Aaron. Oh, listen, if you go to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com,
mm-hmm.
The pictures that we have of Sharon Stone sunbathing topless... And also the feel-good guy
mm-hmm.
who dressed like his dead mom for 2 years.
Yeah, Woody Allen.
Those pictures are up right now on the website.
Oh, good.
Just go to today's date, and the pictures will be up, and all the other junk that we've done on the show. That was really a Freudian slip. The stuff we've done on the show today will be up there later.
But very good store.
But we have a store as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a wonderful store. And it's never too late to get in on that winter apparel. Which means a nice leather jacket might look good on you.
Still cold out. Let me just try my brother. Mike's got a great American Idol story. I've not heard it. I believe it's a great American Idol story. Mike told me it was a very humiliating weekend for you.
I'll let you be the judge of that. I'll let you judge me, and I'll let you, as I know you're not one who will refrain from passing judgment.
No. I love passing judgment on you and others.
As you know, I'm a small business owner in a small town.
Really? And let me just leave it. I'm sorry.
Hey, Jimmy. Call me back.
Well, he's not there.
Try and call you back.
Okay. You know, we had the guy on, Michael Chiklis, from The Shield earlier today. It's my brother's favorite show.
Right.
He was nice enough to leave him a personal message, and we've not heard jack back from my brother.
who smells like F and A. So, Mike.
You always can have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Okay, I didn't mention last week that in Manassas, where this American Idol guy, Travis Tucker, is from, is right. also where my business is. And
you always can have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
And they had the big St. Patrick's Day parade. Now, let me explain a little backstory with this, is that Travis Tucker in Manassas has become a hot commodity,
sure.
okay? He got voted off, but needless to say, while this was going on, the whole town, and especially people that have anything to do with restaurants in town, have been trying to get this guy, get his family, get his brother, get his parents, get everybody.
So the Washington, D.C. suburb that this guy is from.
Everybody's going bananas.
It's the same town where Mike has the Look Around Cafe.
Right.
And over the last couple of weeks when they've had, like, the Fox affiliate,
right.
they'd be in Manassas and they would be at other clubs.
I'm sitting there at home one night and I'm watching TV. I'm watching the 10 o'clock news. And
Weren't they at a gay club one night?
No, they weren't at a gay club.
Really?
They weren't. So I see it comes on. Comes on TV that that they have the camera crew out there at this restaurant that's like just down the street from mine. And I'm like, hey, we have to get involved with this. You know, we want to participate in this. Yeah. And with the business council in town, we got involved with several other bars. And we're going to get, you know, all together, and you have a special night when you watch it on the, you know, all the bars are going to show the TV with the American Idol, and then everybody's going to be urged to vote for Travis Tucker when it's all over. Well, we didn't get the camera crews to come down to our place because he was voted off last week, and that's where they had this. And I'm getting ready for the St. Patrick's Day parade. It's the only, I've got the only Irish bar in town, so I'm sitting there and I'm saying, you know, what are we going to do for it? Well, we're just going to do the usual. We're going to hand out candy.
Look Around Cafe.
We'll have a little pickup truck. We'll have people in the pickup truck. We'll hand out candy.
Right.
And we'll play Irish music over these big speakers in the back of a pickup. Right before the day, or a day or two before, maybe the day before the St. Patrick's Day parade, I get a call from Jeff, who runs the place, and he says, hey, listen, The rumor has it we're gonna get Travis Tucker, and he's gonna come because, you know, we didn't have any of the coverage when we did this big promotion for it. He might agree to come out and be in the parade with us.
Wow. So now understand
under
that
the you know, under our banner.
This yeah. town, Manassas, where right. Mike's got the Look Around Cafe,
right.
they have a St. Patrick's parade. So
right.
you know,
I've got everybody basically like kids and my kids and, you know, and a few, you know, people that just are coming out to hand out candy during the parade, play the Irish music. When I get this opportunity, even at the time I said, yeah, that'll be great. You know, I didn't recognize it as being as big a deal as it might turn out to. And this is where...
Why is it humiliating?
Well, here's the story. When I told you this in the office, I said, this is the story of Travis and the whore.
Oh.
Me being the whore, all right?
Oh.
We scramble.
That's right.
Not because of Travis. We were scrambling because we didn't plan properly. We normally do. We didn't plan properly for the parade.
At the cafe?
Yeah, we had to scramble at the last second to get a banner to have people carry so they know you're in the parade. Right. Get a couple of magnets. You know, this is small town America. Get a couple of magnets to go on the truck
right.
that have the restaurant logo on it. And so we're scrambling. Then it's scrambling to get a converter to put the sound system in so we can play the Irish music.
Right.
And the guy says to me, do you, and here's where the problem might have started. My buddy, speaking of, you know, the people down in Atlantic City, my buddy Rizzo
yeah.
says to me, Rizzo says, do you want a microphone up front? Yeah, this is after we've got Travis Tucker,
right.
so you can let people know. I said, yeah, well, that's okay. Yeah, we'll do that. But why don't we get a sign that says, you know, Travis Tucker, right. Manassas Idol, Travis Tucker. So we get all this.
To ride in the car with
yeah.
you for your restaurant.
So, you know, right. We're sitting there Saturday morning. I bring my kids over. We're getting the candy out to put in the, and Travis just drives up, and there he is. It could not be a nicer guy.
Oh, great.
And I noticed that there's some older kids than my own, who, when he walks into the restaurant to, you know, we're all getting ready to go and get loaded
yeah.
up in the truck, they just kind of go bananas.
Wow.
And I really didn't realize the power of the magic box or the power of this show, which everybody is watching. And we go down to the parade route, we get set, and we have a crisis.
What's the crisis?
Well, you got to hook a converter up so that the cigarette lighter powers the sound system that we have in the back of the pickup truck. We hook it up. It's a first class.
It's like a pretty powerful sound system.
It's a small town America.
Hooked up to your cigarette lighter.
It's a converter.
What'd you get, 25 watts of power?
It's a converter that you stick into the cigarette lighter. Right. He presses the button. He said he tested it the night before. Mm-hmm. We put it on. Nothing. Oh. It's dead in the
it's
water.
For your Irish
so
music,
it's 20
right?
minutes. But yeah, for the Irish music.
Right.
For the unicorn song. You know, hey, little green alligators and long neck beasts. So the guy says we got to get somebody else to get another converter. So we call somebody back at the restaurant to go scramble, go like to Radio Shack and get another converter. So we hook up the converter.
Thanks. Look around cafe.
We put that in the back. Meanwhile, Travis is starting to draw attention, and I become aware of this, and I notice, I'm beginning to say to myself, because maybe I didn't have the foresight to really realize it, this could work to our advantage. this is really going to be great. Now,
you do, and it'll be the biggest mistake you ever made, you Texas brush popper.
Because they're gathering around in the staging area, kids are coming up to Travis like there's no tomorrow,
right.
And they're getting
him, right?
And I'm realizing, he is with us for the whole parade. Yeah. This is going to be wonderful. And at that point, the music comes on, and then just about that time, he plays my jingle. And he plays the jingle, and it goes, and it's dead.
Oh, the thing that says, you have a good time at Am I Gomera's, that song?
Good things happen. And so, you know, hey, I'm proud of my jingle.
Thanks.
You
look
know,
around.
It's a good thing. And so he, you know, it fries it right when he plays. I'm like, we were playing Unicorn. Why did you have to play the jingle? You didn't play the jingle. And I'm starting to get upset. I'm starting to freak out.
Right.
My buddy John, you've met John,
yes,
who's the co-owner of the restaurant, who has some skills that one learns out in the country, says, hold on a second. And he takes this wire, and all of a sudden he gets a pocket knife, and he starts doing all this stuff with, you know, cutting the plastic off the wire and stuff, and then, you know, putting it down into this one, and then all of a sudden, bingo, we've got the sound system. And we're very excited, and I got Travis Tucker in the back of the truck, and I got all the kids, and we start out on the parade. And it's kind of lean on the parade. But then I decide, well, I'm going to, you know, I'm getting very, very excited about this. And so the parade's going, if I have reverb, I can make it. I'll let you know what it sounded like.
Oh, good.
So every, I would say during a very small parade route, every, I'll be very honest, about every minute, I was making an announcement.
Give me a second, get the reverb turned on, just a second.
So I'd say, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Travis Tucker from Manassas, from American Idol. Yes, sirree. That's how it starts. I just start mentioning Travis Tucker. Then I decide, well, you know, everybody's like running up to the truck and they're trying to get his autograph. I'm like, you know, they're paying attention to him. They're not paying attention to the restaurant.
What'd you start saying?
I'm like, please welcome Travis Tucker. O'Mara is his founder. Welcome Travis Tucker from American Idol. Yes, siree. And then it starts out like that.
And then,
I got to the middle of the parade route where it was the most crowded,
lay it on
I
me.
Said, please welcome Travis Tucker from American Idol, who'll be down at O'Mara's a little bit later on this afternoon.
Oh,
thank you. Thank you very much, and happy St. Patrick's Day from all of us. And then I think at one point I may have gotten clipped, but I said, our gift to you, Travis Tucker. Yes, sir. Thanks so much. Yes. Uberhorn, yes. I know he's from American Idol, but come on and buy a sandwich. Come on down and buy a sandwich and see him. Yeah, kids. And the worst part, at the very end, at the end of the parade, kids are following the truck and trying to get his autograph.
Yeah.
We go into the staging area, and they were all gathered around, and I ordered everybody to get in the truck so we could speed off, thinking that maybe, you know, if as opposed to just waiting in a parking lot that's nowhere near where my business is located.
The PA?
I was outside. I was outside, and I said, all right, maybe it should have been on the page. Kids, everyone, get in the truck. We're taking Travis back to the restaurant. Back to the restaurant. That's where he'll sign autographs. Now.
Thanks. Look around, Kathy.
Get into the truck now. And I drove a little too fast. No one was hurt, though.
No one was hurt.
I thought I might have broken a kid's foot, and then got back to the restaurant, and everything was fine, except I almost got in a fist fight.
With Travis?
No, with a guy that was trying to go around, you know, get around the truck and everything, and I was a little stressed out, and, you know, and...
On any other given day, that would be interesting. I'm most interested. That's interesting, too.
Yes, yes.
I'm most interested in you whoring yourself out. Because I know you're probably...
I thought of you. I actually thought of you. I said, what would Don think if I was really doing this?
I know you're being honest, but I bet that you don't remember exactly how much you whored it out. But I bet we're getting just the low-key. Because I know you when you get on something like that, especially when
I will tell you honestly. I will tell you honestly. John and Jeff, the two guys that you know run the joint with me, were goosing me to do it, and I was doing it, and then I was doing it more and more. And then when I got right to the point, it's like, O'Mara's would like to welcome Travis Tucker, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, our gift to you, Travis Tucker. And there was another guy, Melvin Jackson Jr., who was from the HBO show The Wire, who came along too, and it was
did you whore him out too?
Yeah, good. Absolutely. Yeah.
You might remember him HBO's The Wire. Yes, with us, our restaurant right here. We brought them. That's part of the parade. Thank you. Thanks so much. Thanks for coming. Yes, pay attention to us too, please.
Where the stars come.
Please now, Irish bar, please. Come on.
You always can have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Funny. And then had the worst experience. And then Don.
Yeah. And then I had the worst experiences I told you that I've ever had in the restaurant, getting yelled at, worse than I've ever been yelled at.
Well, hold on to that.
Really? Mm-hmm. Lovely woman.
Didn't know you wanted to share that.
I'd like
that.
To say hi.
Mwah! Well, hold on to that until we come back.
I didn't. I thought, say that here, right? That doesn't affect. That doesn't mean I'm doing a bad job with the other job.
I thought that this was off limits that we couldn't do. But hold on. Yes, I'd love to hear that on the air.
Well, you know.
When we come right back.
The truth.
It's the truth, ma'am. And if you're going to write a letter to the newspaper because you had such a bad experience.
Pound sand.
Pound sand.
You bitch.
That was Don that said that.
Yeah, right. Like you don't think she's a bitch.
Next year, maybe you come in. You ride the back of the truck. Our gift to you, Don Geronimo on the back of the truck. I don't think we're going to get another American Idol from Manassas.
No. I'd be back there flicking my boogers at people.
There you go. Hey, well, it's green St. Patrick's Day. Fantastic. Thanks so much. Our gift to you. The least I could do.
Back at the restaurant.
Right. The letter. The letter is a gift to you.
Yeah. Here he is. Welcome him back. Didn't he do a great job?
We think so.
Okay, we'll be back with this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We have got groups from North Carolina, more groups from England, people gathering from all over the world. And, of course, we have everyone who listens to Don and Mike on the radio. Spoke to my good buddies there yesterday. Howdy, guys. Let's see what's happening as we take a check of the weather all over the United States.
The Don and Mike Show.
Dave Price.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dave.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Nothing, Mike. Nothing.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the mumbles.
It's everything. It's nothing. It's
even tastier than a nice gay mocha.
Yes.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's everything. It's nothing. Very clever, boy. Let's see. American Idol not on tonight. Sucks. Taking it back to two nights a week. And,
because they got the girls and the guys together now.
24 is on tonight.
Yes.
You want to bet that Barros and his Mahler feature tonight? I've not seen the upcoming attraction.
Nor have I. That's a tough bet. You know that? That really is. I mean, if you're following the storyline, it's tough to. They've already really accomplished what they were set out to.
They've got
to
bring him back.
They've got to. They can't just side. I say tonight's the night.
I hope so.
It'll be all right.
Please do not press on my bullet wound. Feed me a cinnamon stick. Barros. And, I was actually eating a cinnamon stick at dinner.
Yes, you were.
On Saturday night.
Where did that come from?
Here's why. I'll tell you where it came from. When you do that impression, you talk about her eating the cinnamon sticks.
Yes, please give me a Marlboro Red and a cinnamon.
We're in Atlantic City. Us and the wives are having dinner Saturday night. I had a cappuccino.
It had a cinnamon stick in it.
Yeah, and I just started. I pulled it out of the cappuccino and started chewing on it. Mm-hmm. And Fritz said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm Barros's mom." And, you know, I was like talking to a wall. She didn't get it.
Hopefully there's a large group of people. They get it here, you know.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Delicious.
You're my friends.
Go figure.
She said it was like eating licorice root.
Go figure. Hold on. Just uno momento. Don and Mike, hello.
Agdashu.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you're on the air.
How's it going?
You what?
He said,
How's it going?
He said, how's it going? Twice.
Wrong. Out. Hello.
Wrong.
Don and Mike.
Wrong.
Hey, Don and Mike. Enjoy the show. Thanks. This is great from Houston. You guys crack me up every day.
Thank you.
Nice. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay. See you later.
This is Greg from Houston. You guys crack me up. I'm going to go out. Come on. We're burning daylight.
Listen, I want to thank Michael Chiklis from The Shield, which has its debut tomorrow night on FX at 10, 9 Central. Tomorrow we're giving away a trip to go to California to be on the set of The Shield.
That's cool.
Yeah, so that's a good prize. We'll give that away tomorrow. We're not going to get to the frozen dead guy today. We'll talk to his people tomorrow. That's a great booking. Now, we're not going to be actually talking to a frozen dead guy.
Oh, that might be difficult to do.
That's hard, but we will be talking to the people that are having a festival about a frozen dead guy.
Really?
And this right here from the good old internet. If you go to rickdees.com,
I do every day,
which I do as well, Buzz. It's in my favorites list. Found something here that we got to do. He's got all of these little boxes on the side of his website. He's the guy who was the disc jockey in California for many years, the jivest of the jive DJs, got fired and got replaced by Ryan Seacrest.
Yes, Kiss FM out in Los Angeles.
This might actually work. You might have audio if he offers any audio here.
Oh, okay. But it sounds so good like this, Rob.
Hello?
Check one, two. Hello?
I'm your father, Luke.
I can bring it up here.
Hello.
We have a phone call.
Don and Mike.
I got a joke.
Okay. I got a hand, and it's grabbing a part of my body right now.
Phone call.
Don and Mike show.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to tell Mike that I had dinner the other night at Hank's Workaround Cafe.
Okay, hang up on her right now. Good. I'm glad you had a good time.
Okay.
Thank you. She did.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that lady that you were going to talk. Tell us about the lady, and then Buzz, see if you get the audio for this Rick Dees thing.
All right. Because I whored myself out so beautifully at the lunchtime right after the parade was over, we did have a rush that we were pretty unaccustomed to dealing with. So many people at such a short amount of time.
Look around, Cafe.
And a woman who was not, shall we say, pleased with the fact that she waited and began to yell at me in front of everybody. I was caught in the crossfire.
What did she yell at you?
I'm going to write a letter to the newspaper. I've never been treated this bad.
And it was like,
wow.
Yeah, she was very upset. And I said, is there anything we can do?
No, there's nothing. This is terrible. We tried it once before, and it wasn't good then. And we're not coming back again, ever.
And it was kind of like as she was walking out, and everybody was coming back in. Very noticeable, and then when she left, finally, I fell on the floor and began sobbing uncontrollably.
That's surprising, Mike, that a woman would yell at you, because I thought only good things happened at your place.
That's nice. Love. That's nice.
Very nice.
Hello.
Nice.
Don and Mike's show.
Hey, guys.
Hold on a second there, honey.
Basically a bad thing.
I told Mike before the show today, I said, that's why you couldn't pay me to start a business like that, where you got to go out there.
That's interesting, because you can't pay me to do it either.
To go out there and be nice to people. It's not like people who like the show, and I mean, you like coming up to people and you meet them. But I mean, you put your name on a restaurant. Mm-hmm. Somebody don't like your grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
They come over, they tell you, and you can't tell them, like, if they're a fan of the radio show.
Right.
You know, pound sand.
No.
You just gotta stand there and take it.
Yeah, you do. You do. Yeah, that's part of the deal. It comes with the territory.
Right. But that's why you spit in their food the next time.
No, don't even say that.
I'm kidding.
That would never happen. No,
that's only at my restaurant.
When Donnie, and that's it. Not plural.
Right.
D-O-N-I. That's gonna be the name.
Hello.
I like it.
Are you there?
Hey. Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, hi.
Did you guys hear about Mario Vasquez dropping out of American Idol this weekend?
No.
Yeah, he did. He dropped out. No, he did not.
Stop. Really?
We got all over the news.
No.
You're an idiot.
We don't get the news here. Clay Aiken dropped out.
Honey, real fast, I'm not even going to bring your mom into it. What town do you live in?
I live in Dumfries.
No,
come on.
Dumfries.
You know where that's at. It's across from Manassas.
Who do you have sex with? His first name starts with S and ends with N. He also goes by a start. Well,
Beelzebub.
Yeah, or Lucifer. Mm-hmm.
Or like the Prince of Darkness.
I like Satan.
Yeah. Old,
honey, listen, this is your last chance to avoid being put in the book.
Okay.
You got to say
You're you know, do you understand why people are put in the book, ma'am?
No, but I was calling.
People are put in the book occasionally for bringing something up late in the show that is the most obvious thing in the world that we have already known for hours and hours.
That everybody in the world has already talked
about it. Yeah.
So, the way you get out of being put in the book is to say your mother is a whore, but why bring your mother into it? The easiest thing for you to say is simply, you are a whore, or that you have had sex with Satan.
We'll accept either one of those.
Okay, I have had sex with Satan.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Have a nice day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Incidentally, Satan just sent me an instant message. He said you suck.
Oh!
And he didn't mean that in a good way.
I'm putting her in an appendix. Just in case.
No need. This Rick
you don't have
D's,
to get anatomically correct about it.
Now, hold on. This Rick D's thing. I got to get back to this website. The DJ, RickD's.com.
Uh-huh. What's he doing now?
Mike, this is the worst thing that I've ever heard of a disc jockey doing. Voicemail. How would you like Rick D's to answer your phone? Instead of a ringtone, Rick's voice announces you have a call.
Oh, God.
Have Rick call your friends, family members, and associates to wish them happy birthday or happy anniversary. Rick has hilarious greetings for Groundhog Day, Easter, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Thanksgiving, 4th of July, Labor Day, Memorial Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Marine Corps birthday, Army, Navy, Air Force, National Guard, and local police. Price? A rock bottom $249, one time only charge to your cell phone bill, and you will own the voicemail forever.
Reason.
Buzz,
yes.
Can we hear the sample?
I don't see a place. Now, this is interesting. I don't see a place to click and audition this material. You have to actually purchase it. And so you tell it what your cell phone provider is, and then you make the purchase, then you get to hear them.
Oh, crap. Well, then what we're going to have to do is buy this.
Yeah, my phone doesn't take ringtones.
We are going to have to buy this. I got Singular. I see Singular, the logo
right,
there.
Right,
I'll buy it for my cell phone
mm-hmm.
and then play it on the air.
What greeting will you get?
Well, you get them all, don't you?
No, you see, here's the thing.
You must
each.
Choose one.
Here's the thing. You choose one. What I ideally
what about
I,
the specialty greetings?
Ideally, what I wanted was one that would say, instead of a sound like this, we could put it into our rotation. Hi, it's Rick Dees.
Hi there.
You're on with Don and Mike.
He's still got the countdown show?
Yes, he does.
That's what's keeping him going.
That's all he got.
So for $2.49, if you go to Rick.com, you can get Rick Dees to say anything for you.
Hey, wouldn't that be fun?
You have a call.
Yes, sir. Here's a ringtone. Hey, Jack, this is Rick Dees. Pick up your phone. You've got a call. Hi there, ass clown. This is Rick Dees.
All right, well, I think we'll get Beth Ann to order that then. Let's just get one. Hi, B.A.
Hey.
Can you get on that site and get us
one? I went to it. I couldn't find it.
Rick.com. It's on the right-hand side. Ringtone Rick.
And just write one up. Write one up that says, hi, this is Rick D's Don and Mike show. Can I help you?
Ringtone Rick.
That would be great.
I think you're going to get a call today.
Ooh.
Something good's going to happen to you.
Ooh.
Rigged him.
I've never understood boxing.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, B.A. Bye-bye. What was that when she hung up? That was like,
I think she exhaled.
You think so? That was like a...
Ellen Craig, a custom ringtone, if you please.
If you please. We love tooling on Rick D's. What was the sound when you hung up the phone back there?
I'm sorry. I can't hear you. What?
What was the sound when you hung up the phone? It was like a... You made a sound as you hung up the phone.
Because I can't find it.
Sounded like an exasperated exhale.
No, it wasn't that at all.
Frustration.
Scream
okay.
of pain.
Okay, because exasperated would be like...
So you're not
that, that's exasperated.
Oh, I found it.
You found what?
Ringtone.
The page.
Of course, idiot. It was there all the time.
It was not where you said it was, idiot.
You're an idiot.
No, you know, and it's RickDees.net, not RickDees.com.
No, it's Rick.com. Listen to learn.
It's RickDees.net.
You're an idiot.
All of those end up taking you to RickDees.net.
Okay. Okay,
thank
bye.
You.
It's hard being morbidly obese and stupid like me, but I think it is Rick.com.
We got a cage match going on.
You know what it is? You spent a long weekend with your wife. Yeah, a lot of togetherness.
Yeah, a whole bunch.
And you just, you love the female side of the equation more than you ever have.
Maybe that's
it. Oh, so.
Rick Vodka.
You'd like to yell at B.A., wouldn't you?
No, it's done now.
He's done now. He's done now.
They're both right.
You're an idiot.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
I bet your lead story is the weird tension between Beth Ann and Rob.
I don't know what you're talking about. I sense no tension whatsoever.
Well, then what is your lead story?
I'm glad you asked. An expert says if Jacko's accuser is lying, he'd be better off molested.
Wow.
Huh? Yeah.
Oh.
Jacko's accuser is lying.
God, he'd be better
his
off
expert
molested.
Expert says he'd be better off molested.
Gotcha. Stay tuned, everybody. Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Interesting, too.
I get molestation. That was very
professional. Thank you for coming.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
See those pictures of Sharon Stone.
Oh, wow.
I know, the homeless guy. Or not the homeless guy. The guy pretending to be his dead mom.
Right.
They're up right now. DonandMikeWebsite.com. Go to today's audio highlight, even though the show's not over yet. The pictures are up. It's time for Buzz's News Now. Buzz is brought to us tonight by Smoke Break.
This is good smoke.
Right. Children break the nasty habits without getting ready. Smoke Break is revolutionary. Get it now at fine retail. Here is Guy Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, the testimony of Michael Jackson's young accuser continues. He's either telling the truth or he's spewing what his mother and lawyers have told him to say.
Big day there today, right? Big day in that testimony.
Cross-examination.
The judge.
I'm not in the habit of throwing kerosene on a fire.
Yeah, trying to expose the boy as a liar.
Testimony.
And this is what Jacko's lawyers are pitching to the jury. But lying under oath is a crime, and sending Michael Jackson to prison for him could be like a death sentence.
Perjury.
He would serve at the same prison as Charles Manson.
It's no longer just my job. It's part of my life.
If it is a lie, the guilt and punishment could traumatize the young man for years.
Don't cuss.
According to a law professor who specializes in child abuse.
You are a lot of trouble.
Tom Lyon at the University of Southern California says, quote, he's likely to turn out better if he was molested.
Well, he's yours.
Spoon-bending carny Uri Geller is a friend of Jackson's.
And come on, I thought we were on the ends with him.
Yeah, we actually patched it up with him.
Yeah, you're hating in the wrong place because we called Uri Geller and he won us over.
I'm with you, Rob.
After we had our big
fight with
him.
Why can't you be nice to people?
He still walked out on you, and I'm guessing he's backing Michael Jackson.
Bend over.
So, boo.
Mm-hmm.
I stick by my boo.
You look like the vermin-ridden son of a bitch you are.
Duly noted, but you be nice to Uri. I
didn't know you felt that way about it.
Uri Geller's on the list of possible character witnesses in the case. He says he's asked Jacko under hypnosis if he'd abused children. He says Jacko said no, and therefore Geller believes Jackson's innocent.
That's good.
The amazing Kreskin is not on the list of possible witnesses, but really would like to be.
Well, now we got that cleared up.
Amazing Kreskin.
Kreskin's even written a letter to Jackson's attorney that says, and I quote, anyone going through the hypnotic experience is totally conscious and fully aware of his or her actions, as well as being fully capable of controlling what's being expressed during the procedure.
Howdy, this is the amazing Kreskin. And if you could read my thoughts, you'd know that I never listened to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Judge?
Seems like a lot of fuss and grief over little furniture and stuff.
Yeah, okay, Judge.
President Bush has a fresh mandate from the American people. Don't screw with Social Security.
A mandate?
A new Washington Post.
I don't
want to
go on a mandate.
ABC News.
I'm going on a woman date. A mandate.
Mandate.
A new poll from the Washington Post and ABC shows that barely one in three of us support the president's plan to overhaul the retirement system. And the survey shows the more we hear, the less we like it. The president still has a 50% job approval rating. Bad for you and me at our jobs. For a president, very good.
Hey, half the people like him.
But a solid 48% of Americans disapprove of the job he's doing, with only 2% undecided.
I got news for you. I've watched this guy. It doesn't matter.
No, I know.
But here's the, I mean,
He'll steamroll it through.
He's got the job.
He likes to win.
Who cares?
And you know what? He's good at winning.
Job approval rating is zero. He doesn't care.
It doesn't matter.
He doesn't care. Oh, and God, you know those tapes we played of him talking about weed and coke?
Right, yeah, right.
Did anybody check out in USA Today? It's in the part of the paper I always throw away, the news part.
Uh-huh.
A letter to the editor from the guy who wrote the book and let the tapes go.
Right.
It is a giant kiss ass. I'm sorry, Mr. President. I apologize, Mike. It's like back by the editorial part.
It's too late. He's already been cut out of the circle. He's no longer a friend of the White House because of what he did.
No, it's not nearly.
I'm sorry, Mr. President.
It's not nearly as good as the wonderful letter that Peter Angelos wrote in the Washington Post yesterday about the Orioles.
You mean the ad? They took out the whole page ad that was just like BS.
The ad that just says if you didn't hate Peter Angelos, the Baltimore Orioles first.
Before.
Just wait.
Yeah, which is basically saying, Nationals fans, we know you're not going to be able to see your team on TV, but here are the reasons why. And we decided we'd put it in the Washington Post.
Wow.
Anyway, listen, this is the thing, because the Nationals are our new team in Washington.
Yes, they are.
And there's a team in Baltimore, the Orioles.
Perhaps you've heard of them.
And the Orioles don't want the Nationals games to be on TV anywhere close to Baltimore.
No.
It's ridiculous. And the Orioles took out a letter, a full-page ad.
Right.
Yesterday in the Washington Post, and it just made them look like horses' asses. It made them look worse than they normally look.
You know, it's really ridiculous, and I think they're overblowing the impact that this is going to have on the Orioles. I really don't think it's going to have as significant an impact on the Orioles. People, you know, what we haven't learned around here is that this area has grown so much right now. The people that used to make the trek up to Baltimore don't do it as often, and they weren't doing it, and it had nothing to do with the Nationals.
But that letter was nowhere near as kiss-assy as this one, this thing in USA Today.
If I could live my life over again...
Uh-huh.
There are many things I would do differently. I cannot undo the hurt I have caused, but I can, with God's help, take the heat I deserve and move on. Signed, Doug Weed.
Okay, the guy's last name is Weed, which is hilarious because he had Bush talking about Weed.
I was foolish and wrong to tape record Mr. Bush without his permission. Doug Weed.
And he's got to throw that crap in about God only because he knows that that's the best way up Bush's butt. You mentioned God, that's a straight trip to give him a check for butt cancer.
Today the work of reparation has begun. My book promotion has been canceled. Future royalties from the book have been assigned to charity. The hours of tapes which prompted offers of millions of dollars have been turned over to the president.
Shut up!
There he goes.
Jesus, I like those tapes.
God, that's scary.
Do we still have those Bush tapes? I bet we threw them away.
We shouldn't have done that. He's happy about that. Now he controls them.
What do you think, Judge?
I never shot nobody. I didn't have to.
Fair enough.
It's not the president's jokes that are killing his Social Security dream, but they're not helping. The Washington Post recounts the president's recent sales trip to Montana and his joke about cattle guards, which are steel gates. The punchline is, hey, what color uniforms do those cattle guards have on? You had to be there. You had to be there to see the stunned silence that followed the joke. In Arkansas, a woman started her question with, I'm from Dequeen, Arkansas. That's right next to Dequeen, replied the president. And after another stunned silence, they all had a good laugh about it. Quoting a Republican close to the White House, success does make you feel a lot more comfortable with who you are.
I'd like to ask you some questions.
I've decided since I won the second term, I'm funny now. I'm much funnier than I've ever been before.
Yeah,
God, I'm going to tell jokes everywhere I go. That's right next to Dequeen.
So, I'm not describing this letter that the Orioles wrote.
Mm-hmm.
It says...
It's hard to describe because it's very, very... hucksterish. It's got a lot of detail in it that's hard to read.
What they're writing to, and they're allegedly writing to the average fan, it's really just an FU letter to the Washington Post.
Right.
It says, the Orioles have been in business since 19 whenever. Mm-hmm. For the last 31 years, there's not been a team in D.C. So we've had the rights to all of this market, all the way down to Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah, first.
And then the next paragraph says, when we bought Camden Yards or built it, it was worth $173 million. Now, that was only in 1992, and now that's not a lot of money. But back then, that was a hell of a lot of money. Now, the deal is, we got the rights all the way down to Charlotte. You're putting a team in Washington, really, Washington is really part of Baltimore. So, here's the deal, Nationals. We're going to offer you a chance to put your games on the Oriole Baseball Network.
Mm.
We're going to pay you a fair amount of money.
Right.
Millions of dollars. Please understand that this is all we want. Sincerely, asshat Peter Angelos.
It's that inferiority complex again, isn't it?
You know, and this is where the people of Baltimore are getting a bad rap, because it ain't the city. It's the jackass owner of the baseball
it's
team.
It's this guy. Well, you know what he doesn't understand? What you're seeing now, what could be fantastic, especially with interleague play, you could see the beginning of a really neat little rivalry between the two cities.
I mean, listen, you guys listening to us in the Bay Area, you know, you've got the got the 49ers, you've got the Raiders, you got the Giants, you got the A's. Listen, we've got no problem in D.C. with the Ravens right up the road, and the Ravens are a much better football team from the top to the bottom of the Redskins. Nobody in D.C. is going, hey, that's no fair that they've got a team there.
No.
Really? I mean, we don't
The teams coexist, and one of them wins.
Right. And the same thing will happen in baseball.
Right, I think so.
But this guy Angelos is just such a creep, and this letter, which was supposed to be like an open letter to the fans, it reads, I'm going to have to read it tomorrow.
And then he can take that money that he's going to save by controlling all the TV rights and not improve his team.
The letter just reads as, dear fans, screw you, I'm a rich guy, you don't understand where I'm coming from. I'm going to throw out some figures now, and I'm going to patronize you. And oh yes, the Washington Post hates me. Sincerely, Peter Angelos.
Exactly.
You know, and their logo, the Orioles.
Right.
Not the Baltimore Orioles, because you understand they're the Orioles.
For everybody.
Because we're stupid, so that we here in Washington and all the way down to Charlotte will think that they are our team.
It's ridiculous.
Dope. Stupid idiot. Dope. Dumb ad in the newspaper yesterday. Buzz?
Elected officials are allowed all the live long day to put out press releases, and that includes audio and video press releases, but they have to be about law or public policy, not about that particular elected official's politics. Enter President Bush and California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. They have both become masters of the politicized news release. On one video, an Iraqi tells the camera, "Thank you, President Bush. Thank you, America," apparently for the ouster of Saddam Hussein.
Aye.
The video is sent to TV stations, small stations, cheap stations, poorly run stations, and Fox News. Air them as news, not opinion.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold's done it, too, for his agenda, and now it's the center of a legal fight in California as well. And when we come back, a new study is out on just how fair and balanced Fox News really is.
Well, can't wait for that one.
You didn't even read that thing yesterday, did you? That Angelos letter?
I did not see it.
I'm sorry, it took like 5 minutes out of your news to talk about that letter. Sorry about
that, but I mean, I read it, too, and anybody that's a sports fan read that letter. And it's just, it's ridiculous. It's so Angelos.
Really, the letter just said, dear sports fan, open your mouth.
Yes.
And are you familiar with Raymond Burr?
Right.
Yeah, are you familiar with Eggs Danny Thomas style?
Shirt monogrammed A-H-A.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Here to shepherd you through your afternoon, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi.
From our Proving What We Already Knew department, a new study says the Fox News channel is very biased.
Get the let out.
The network that bills itself as fair and balanced isn't, according to the Project for Excellence in Journalism.
That's right.
Their study shows that in covering the Iraqi war last year, 73% of Fox's stories included the reporters and or anchors' opinions. On MSNBC, 29%. On CNN, 2%. Another Fox slogan, we report, you decide. Quoting an ex-Fox producer, Andy Cooper, in the morning, everyone's told what today's key issues are and how those issues are viewed by Fox News. The entire staff understands how the organization feels about them.
Pravda.
In sports, Congress is now threatening contempt charges against members of Major League Baseball who've been subpoenaed to testify about steroids. Quoting one lawmaker, these people are not above the law, you know. They may fly in private planes and make millions, but they have to appear.
Listen, I know that we took time with the Orioles thing. I don't dig this. We have issues in this country. We have health care issues.
Right.
We have crime issues. We're at war.
Mm-hmm.
Yet these asses on Congress are going to call Mark McGuire up and ask him if he took steroids.
Right.
That's what we're concerned about.
Right.
Thank you.
In other government does sports news, the FCC has just ruled that Monday Night Football sketch featuring a partially nude Desperate Housewives actress is not indecent and therefore broke no law. The vote by the FCC was unanimous.
It's clean, it's decent.
That's right.
And finally...
Most all desperate housewives.
Not one, but two men have been exposing themselves in laundromats at La Crosse County, Wisconsin. Sorry.
It's us.
One man is still at large, but police have the other guy touching himself on surveillance video from an establishment ironically named Willy Wash.
That was
Spin
Mike.
Cycle.
That's Mike. That one ain't me. That's Mike.
I love that line. Spin Cycle. The 26-year-old tells police it was a nudist experiment recommended by his friends and that it was, quote, a statement about personal freedom.
It's
and
a lot of fun.
Not sexuality.
Put a quarter in this.
His personal freedom may be limited for the next several years.
Mike did that. I just watched. Sorry.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
You Buzz.
No.
Yes, that's it. No. Go. Ron and Fez are coming up next.
Yay.
Either on 106.7 or on 70s on 70. Everybody. Or maybe the 80s on 8. I'm not really sure. Either way, Ron and Fez are next, and we will see you tomorrow with a new episode. Everybody, good day to you, sir.
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 And you.
This laundromat smells like bleach.
Oh, you got to put that in there so I can say. Mark Addy.
Right.
Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.